If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
That is all.
You can both go to hell.
This is Deck. This is K-Rock Radio. Can I ask you a quick question?
The question is,
what do you think of radio disc jockeys Kevin and Bean?
Are they still in jail or are they out?
They're out already.
There are real definite lines that you do not cross. Obviously, everybody's trying to get ratings, trying to get noticed, trying to be this and that. But there are lines that you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
I'm sure you people think this is very amusing, but if you people can't take this seriously, then I don't think we have any reason talking to each other.
Shut up, white girls.
You are such a dick.
You're 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 a dick.
And now,
your deck.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Thursday, the 21st of Poon.
Hello, Poon.
What's happening, everybody? So, lots of things are happening. First of all, we have many things to get to today.
Yes, we do.
So, yesterday, I have to call customer service for my laptop, for my Apple laptop computer.
Oh, great.
And there's some sort of thing that's going around, and Apple's being very cool about it. You know, I love Apple. I'm not disparaging them. But there's some problem with some of the batteries in the laptops, in the MacBooks, right?
Right.
So they're doing an exchange. It's not a danger thing. It's not a recall, but they're doing an exchange. And your battery just fries. It just dies where it will not be recognized by the computer at all. You can't charge. You can't do anything, right?
Right.
So I went through the website, and I tried all the things that they try to get you to do to bring it back, and it's clearly dead. It's clearly damaged, and it clearly needs to be replaced. And you can't do it at the store. You have to do it through the mail, and you have to call the customer service, right?
Okay.
So what happens when you call customer service of any company
in
the world
today? You talk to somebody in India?
You talk to somebody in India, right?
Yeah.
And I know we've made the joke. I wish I could have been recording the call yesterday. I know we've parodied it. We've done the funny voice bits with Ralph, and I know we've done everything we can on this topic, but it would have been – you would have loved it so much because the guy answers the phone. He's like – well, thank you for calling the Apple Corporation. And I'm like, here we go again. And here I'm trying, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have to explain all this to him, and it's going to be terrible. I'm going to have no. He's like, I had to ask, hey, what's your name? He says, and here's my part.
Tim.
My name is Herman. Now, I know that they go through the training. We've seen the stories on 60 Minutes where they try to get them to do everything they can to sound American, to make the customer in America feel comfortable. Don't pick a name that nobody has been given for 70 years if you're going to do that.
Herman. Do you think he wants Herman Munster? Munsters? It's the only Herman I know.
Yeah, it's the only. Is anyone named Herman?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Zero.
Okay. Yeah, not since like 1930 have people been named Herman. So why on earth would you give your customer service guy, yes, my name is Herman. And for some reason, and I don't know why this is, but whenever you're on the phone with anybody from any customer service of any company, it always seems like no matter when you call, oh, we're having computer problems today.
Yeah,
oh, wait, I have to wait for next screen to load. You know, and you want to say to them, hey, you guys are Apple computers. You guys make great computers. You think of all places you guys would have computers that wouldn't hang up on you. It wouldn't give you trouble. Oh, just a moment. I can enter that information in a second. So because of that, I'm on the phone with the dude for like 20 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess part of what they do, and, you know, God bless them for trying to make it a better experience, but they try small talk with the customer who's on the phone.
Excellent.
Because well, I can get that for you in a moment, but it'll just be another minute. And then they go on and they want to start asking questions. And I swear to God, the guy said something to me like, so you're looking forward to the holiday that is the fourth day of the month and the month of July.
<That's>
there must have been something in their indoctrination or paperwork where they try to explain Independence Day to India. Oh, that is going to be a very good time for you and your people. And if I could have taped it. I swear to God, I thought I was being punked. I really did. I was expecting Jimmy Kimmel to come on the line and go, gotcha.
What do you think happened to the Dodgers? You're like,
what is the problem with those guys in blue uniforms? What do you imagine is happening?
You know what's fun is you can always ask them where they're at, and they usually are truthful with you. They usually tell you.
Well, and, there was no reason to ask my Punjabi friend, I'll tell you that.
No, I hear you. It doesn't matter what company these days. It is pretty much all the companies. But they try to sound English. They take English classes.
They do pretty good. So I think
it's all right. Yeah.
Not just so that they can speak English, but so that they can sound American.
Yes.
They really try to go over the top to do that.
Well, Herman was not quite there.
And they all have their nickname, you know, English-sounding name, but I don't know how they got Herman.
I don't either. Well, you remember the woman that I called a few months ago for some other company? She's like, yes, my name is Wendy. And I wondered how many of them were using Wendy, because I got news for you. No one in India is being named Wendy.
They probably just put the name of the day up, and all of them are Wendy for that day.
Oh, maybe so.
You're not going to call twice in a day, are you?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, if you do, you're never going to get the same person, yeah,
exactly.
I guess.
It's a dude. Yeah. He's like, my name is Wendy.
Well,
that's funny.
Anyway, I had to share that story with you. It was quite the experience. So
I enjoyed
How
that.
About that? Good times.
Me and Herman, man, sitting in a tree.
You and Herman. Did you set up a follow-up date?
No, I don't think that we're compatible. I don't think that it's gonna work out for us.
It's a shame.
Sorry to say. Hey, have you seen the new movie with the popular actor and actress that you like?
And you say, which one? And he says, the one you like.
You know that one that's very funny. Nothing like small talk with someone who knows nothing. By the way, I could no better do small talk on what's happening in Mumbai either, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say I'd do any better, but it is just, it's funny to hear the effort.
No, but you're not trying. That's the difference.
I'm not trying. Exactly. Yeah.
You'd be like, how about those cows?
I got to tell you, it is, it's overwhelming the number of businesses that use customer service overseas. It's been outsourced, and it's unbelievable.
We did a story not long ago about the Pasadena City Council meetings that are being covered by journalists in India. Remember, they've never been to California, never been to America, but they watch the meetings online and write about them, even though they can't have the same depth of understanding when they start talking about neighborhoods and specific problems to Pasadena. They can't.
But it's bizarre that cheaper, you would outsource
cheaper,
that.
Yeah, cheaper to get. I mean, that's as local as it gets as a city council meeting. But, you know, why pay a guy a living wage in Pasadena when you can pay, you know, Herman?
Now, if they have computer problems in India, do they call customer service here? Is that how it works? We have some kind of a trade program?
No. I think they end up talking to Herman.
Yeah. Herman, all right.
Herman and Wendy have a conversation.
So Herman
with
and
each
Wendy
other.
Are really ruling the world at this point. I mean, without Herman, you're screwed.
I wonder if Herman's doing Wendy.
You need to find out.
Yeah.
And how many Wendy's? I mean, that's – we need to get to the bottom of this. I think we need to call customer service and just wrap it.
Yeah.
Wrap it down with them.
That's a good idea.
All right. I went to a concert last night. I went to see the Police.
Yes.
Right.
How about that?
And the opening act was Sting's son.
Uh-huh. Really?
What's his group called? Fiction Plane?
I think. I don't know.
How were they?
How was it?
They were actually pretty good. It is Sting's voice, of course, almost identically,
right.
But it's more rock than it is
Sting
reggae, like like the Police.
Okay,
And he's pretty good. I mean, he's got a pretty good voice. And then I watched the Police, and I realized I was going into it quite negatively because I'm not a huge Police fan.
And you feel like you've heard the songs that you were going to hear way too much in your life, and you're over Message in a Bottle.
Exactly. But what I realized while I was at the show last night is that I don't dislike nearly as many songs as I thought I did.
Oh, no kidding.
What I realized was it's just Roxanne.
That's the only one that bugs you?
Yeah, that song drives me out of my mind. And I apparently
it's the most overplayed song ever, it seems like.
But I'm apparently the only one. I mean, there were 20,000 people on their feet the second that song started. And they were singing and clapping, and I was just looking at everybody like, wow, this is their worst song. Why? Stop this. This song shouldn't have made the set list.
Out of step with the world again.
I know. I couldn't do it. But it turns out they have a lot of good music.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of great songs, yeah.
It turns out that they're great musicians.
Yeah.
You got Sting.
He's famous for that.
He's playing bass and he's singing. His guitar has seen better days, though. his guitar's on its last leg.
Yeah.
You'd think he could afford another one, but apparently not. He's in great shape, of course. Sting looks 25. He's got to be in his 50s, right?
Yeah.
60s?
Yes. Yeah, he's amazing.
And the drummer?
Stuart Copeland, best Stuart drummer Copeland, ever.
One of the best drummers in the he's amazing to watch.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He also looks, I don't know, maybe mid-30s, and he's got to be 50s.
Wow.
Right.
And then Andy Summers' apparent grandfather, I think, was playing on stage. Father Time was playing the guitar. That poor guy has not aged
well. He got left behind.
The other two look great for their age. That guy looks horrible for his age.
And worse, because he has to stand next to them.
Yes.
That's not good.
He's a great guitarist, but he does look like he's going to fall over dead any minute. And yeah. He's fat.
Well, that doesn't help.
Oh, you don't want that.
And neither of the other two guys are fat.
Yeah. And he looks fatter next to them.
Compare favorably.
And then the other thing, the last thing that I'll say about the concert is that, you know how you don't realize that you like or know certain songs. They play a song and you go, oh, yeah. You play another song. Oh, how about that? And I heard maybe, you know, half the concert, the songs I'd never heard before.
Oh, no kidding.
But,
oh, really?
When they came back out after the encore, I was really shocked because I didn't know they did this one.
That's not the Police. That's not them. Kevin? Kevin, that's not them.
Wow.
That's not them.
That's shocking.
I was like, no wonder he say that for the end. He's going to blow out his voice.
No. You're thinking of Don't Stand So Close to Me. That's the one they did instead.
Oh,
not that one.
That's the one. That's right. Okay, good.
They sound very similar.
Yes.
That wasn't them.
Amazing, though. Really great musicians.
Well, that's great news.
Really great musicians. And I guess
because I know you were really, really miserable.
Saturday night, of course, they're playing Dodger Stadium, and they have the Foo Fighters opening up for them. So that's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, and it's the 21st of Poon. And on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, what would you do if you... This question really does seem impossible, but you have a hooker over, and...
Of course.
You do your business, and then you need to go out and get, I don't know, cigarettes, beer, or something at the store.
Beer at 7-Eleven.
So you leave her in your apartment, and
which
she takes a bath.
Already sketchy, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you don't leave a hooker in your apartment.
So she takes a bath
we all know
while you're leaving, and then when you come back from the 7-Eleven, she's dead. What do you do?
Wow.
Because your first thought is, they're going to blame me.
Right.
So what do I do?
Well, I don't know what I do, but I do know that with no hesitation whatsoever, Psycho Mike said you soak the you soak her body in acid to dissolve it so you can easily get rid of it. I do know that's the first thing he thought.
And he said it with the confidence of a man who's done it, by the way.
Yes.
And put a filter on your drain so that you can catch the teeth.
Oh,
those are the ones that
Mike.
The only thing that won't melt. You
stop
keep
it.
Mike.
Well, I'm just saying, you keep the teeth. And you
we know
those,
what you're saying.
And you bury those in separate parts around California, so they're far apart.
One tooth.
And they'll never be found, yeah.
Like one tooth in Fullerton?
Yeah, because that DNA is almost hard. It's pretty impossible to degrade. So.
The bones? You can dissolve the bones, but not the teeth.
Yeah, for some reason, teeth. It's tough.
All right, so we're going to find out, and then we're going to tell you what this guy did. There's a guy in Washington had this is what he says happened to him. I have a hard time believing it, but
okay.
If it happened to you, what would you do? Also on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we have Tom Higginson.
Mm-hmm.
You might not recognize the name. He's the lead singer of the Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
And do we have a good story for you about that coming up today?
Yeah. Like to dissolve him in acid.
It's not his fault, dude.
Well, I'm just saying. He just reminds me
but
of bad
I'm just
things.
Saying. It's not his fault. Plus, Lightning starts taking Ally.
Because
that's right.
He's given up on his weight gain. He's just he doubled his life insurance and kept on eating.
That's, crap. Yeah, and not exercising.
So,
is he prepared for the frequent or urgent bowel movements as they are described?
He seems unconcerned at this point.
He doesn't care.
He really doesn't.
What about fecal incontinence, which is apparently part of the ride with Ally? What about fecal incontinence?
Here's a little of fecal incontinence. Opening up for Inland Invasion.
Did he wear dark pants, as is recommended on the Ally website today?
They recommend you wear dark pants.
Yes, they
do. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Look, we're going to give you a product that's going to make you go to the bathroom uncontrollably, so wear something dark.
And they're flying off the shelves.
I'm out at that point.
Is there any intended effect that is worth
the side effect of fecal incontinence?
No. I can't imagine.
No.
I mean, like, what if it was like a cancer drug and you're like, well, this will help cure you, but...
Well, I guess you would have to because then you would die.
Crazy mud
butt. If it's life-saving, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have to go to life-saving to get fecal mud butt?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Crazy mud butt, by the way, is also playing Inland Invasion. O.J. Simpson, the book If I Did It has been leaked online.
That's interesting because at the time that story broke a few months ago, the publisher made it sound like they were all rounded up and destroyed.
Yep. Yes, they did. And no, they didn't is the answer to that.
Yeah.
Hal Fishman, Channel 5, oldest man, maybe a robot, not sure. But he did a piece on texting that you have to hear because to him it's the futuristic technology and he's not down with it. Hal Fishman, not down with that. And those stupid energy-saving light bulbs also on this morning's show. So. We'll tell you about the video, too, that we're shooting for Brow Down.
Okay.
So that's all coming up this morning. And don't forget K-Rock's Road Trip USA, stop number
three,
I think is what we're at here.
Which, of course, is Queens of the Stone Age
in Indianapolis. Yes.
Are we playing Mad Libs? What's going on here?
I just don't have any paperwork. I have Nicole's get your votes in for the Furious 5 and 9. That's what I am looking at here.
Well, maybe you save talking about it until you got some information.
Why start that now?
Seriously, it's a little late in the game for that.
5:46. We'll take a quick break. Ralph is here next with the showbiz.
Well, that looks like our friend Ralph Garman here with the first showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well... Another celebrity may be pregnant, if you believe the rumors. Christine Aguilera.
Oh, really?
Is pregnant with her first child, if you believe the British tabloid London Sun. They say she's starting to announce the news to her friends and family. She's in her second trimester. Though she has denied the rumors publicly, they say they know better. And any day now, she's going to say, yeah, I was lying before. I'm actually pregnant.
How does the London Sun seem to get scoops over any press here in America about...
I don't know, but
about a lot of stories in this city.
But how often are they right? We've never really tracked that either.
They make up a bunch of lies, and then they get lucky sometimes.
You guess what it is? Because it seems like they...
No, they always report rumor as truth.
Well, so do we. That's...
But in America, there's a much bigger price to pay if you're lying about
someone. Oh, I see. So they don't even
have
to worry legally.
The libel and defamation laws in England are considerably more lenient. So
that makes sense.
They take a wild fly at some stuff much more easily than some of the papers do here in the States.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, sometimes they're right, and sometimes the rumors are true. That's how rumors get started, because someone leaks a story and people start talking about it. But they usually go without any sort of confirmation whatsoever. At least most American tabloids will say... You know, a source was there, eyewitnesses say, bystanders at the club said,
right. Mm-hmm.
Hasselhoff was injecting himself with vodka, you know, that kind of stuff. So they have something to fall back on. But
according to friends.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I just got handed some breaking news.
Really?
Right. Jimmy Kimmel underwent an emergency appendectomy last night in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
The surgery was a success. The rest of this week's tapings of Jimmy Kimmel Live have been canceled until he's back on his feet. He's resting comfortably and is looking forward to getting back to work. So they have breaking news on our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
How about that?
Is he putting the appendix on eBay or anything cool like that? Or
no word yet on what's happening with the useless organ. However, Useless Organ Watch 2007 has been started by Fox News Network, so we'll have to wait and see.
Did he have appendicitis, or is it just
Jesus
to hurt
Christ?
A bit?
I'm just
asking because it
Listen,
can be very painful.
Hey, Lois Lane, do a little freaking research. Call Jimmy, call Sarah. You know these people. I just read to you what was handed to me. What the F do you want?
I thought you were the guy. I figured you would know.
I read
if
the
would know.
Story as it was handed to me off the wire.
Are they?
What
able
makes
to-
you think? Having just been handed a piece of paper, I have any sort of deep background into this story.
Can they do it
laparoscopically? Where did that thought come to you?
Is he still in the hospital? What are they serving for breakfast wherever he is?
Jesus Christ.
He's just a curious fella.
That's all it is. And appendicitis can be very painful. That's all. I'm hoping they got to him before it burst. That's what I'm saying, I guess.
Well, I think... Oh, never mind. No one knows is the answer to all of your questions. No, as of right now, no one knows.
Okay.
This story has just hit the wires.
I need more information. Back to you, Ralph.
I had the emergency appendectomy.
You did?
Is that right?
Most people do. I think you don't really know you have a problem with your appendix until you're in agonizing pain.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Did yours burst?
No, the worst pain I ever had was a dislocated shoulder. That was the worst pain I ever had.
Yes.
But this makes you feel like
you're constantly being punched in the stomach by someone who has knives for knuckles.
Yeah.
And the worst part is you can't stop throwing up.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
To the point where, you know, after an hour, you got nothing left. So you're just dry heaving for the entire time that you're there.
Good times.
It's a horrible, horrible experience.
Wow.
But I got mine out. I was up and doing my TV show right afterwards. So he's a big pussy for not taping the show. You know what I mean?
I don't think you have a TV show.
What? Before I get to the rest of the stories, let me not forget that I've got passes for the lucky K-Rock listeners for a little movie called Transformers. K-Rock listeners get to go to the advanced K-Rock screening of The Transformers before the movie is released on July 3rd. You get to see it here first. Let's just, we're running out of time here. So the first five callers, 1-800-520-1067, first five callers to get through the Day of the King of Mexico, you will get a pair of passes for the K-Rock screening, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing, which happens tomorrow. I will choose a name, and one of our listeners will get to see the world premiere of Transformers in Japan.
How are you going to choose a name, Ralph?
Yeah, exactly. How do you choose? With your right hand or your left hand? What sort of container will you put the names into before you draw them out? I need to know. Will that container be made of Tupperware or Pyrex? Who sings that Transformers theme? What kind of instruments did they use? When was it recorded? In what studio?
Bean sucks.
It was because it was our friend Jimmy. That's why I had immediate concerns about his health. That's all.
But didn't you think?
I wasn't just trying to annoy.
I said, oh, I just got handed a story, and I read the entire statement. Didn't you think?
I wasn't able to see the paper from where I was, so I didn't know if there was additional information on the page, and you maybe just read the headlines. That's all. There's no way for me to have known that.
Friday, right?
God, yeah. No.
Not quite today. No.
Not so much?
Nope.
And finally, a movie star is coming forward and backing what I've always said. She's pretty much saying, in this story, Ralph is right.
Wow.
Although she doesn't actually say it in the story, it's implied.
Okay.
All right.
Liv Tyler has said that she's definitely going to have some plastic surgery. Of course, Liv Tyler, of course, the very popular actress and model, also daughter to Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He says, especially when you see what happens to your body after you have a baby.
Exactly.
So she is pretty much confirming what I've always said, is hot chicks shouldn't have babies because it just ruins them.
Just hire the ugly ones.
So she's going to do whatever she has to do to try to get back to how she looked before.
I just saw pictures of Brooke Burke, and she looks great.
Yeah, this is Liv Tyler.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying it's not true for everyone.
No, she's hiding something, that Brooke Burke. She's never been trusted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I think something hinky there?
Yeah, she's some sort of Nazi sympathizer or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But Tyler says, I'm trying to get back into shape. I go to the gym every day, sometimes twice a day. But it's just not enough. So she said she's going to get some plastic surgery.
Fantastic.
Being an actress and a model requires you to look good, she says. So for her career, she's going to get a little nip tuck.
Yeah.
She's a nip tuck now?
Just keep going around.
Today's celebrity birthdays. I always thought this was pretty cool. You know, remember Mom and Dad from Family Ties, the TV series of Michael J. Fox?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Keatons, Elise and Stephen Keaton.
Yeah.
Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross, who played his mom and dad on that show,
right,
had the same exact birthday. It's today, and they're both turning 60 today.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Insane.
Two actors randomly cast in a TV show would be born on the exact same day?
Nobody cares.
God. I love fate. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I've got to be honest with you. I don't care.
Juliette Lewis, very talented actress and a musician, Natural Born Killers, and from Cape Fear, another project. She's 34 years old
today. She is crazy.
Yeah, she's a nutloaf, but she's a talented nutloaf.
I love her.
Mike Einziger from Incubus is 31 years old today. Prince William, Prince of Wales, turns 25 years old today. Is he the older or the younger of the princes?
He's the older. He's the king-to-be.
I've heard that he's dating Joss Stone over there in England.
Joss Stone? No kidding.
If I was one of the rulers of England, and she is, of course, an English subject, that's the one I'd pick.
Well, I didn't know she was from England.
Oh, yeah, she's British.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah.
And who else we got? Oh, of course, Doc from The Love Boat, Bernie Capel. Doc is 74 years old today. So happy birthday, Doc. What's he going to have for his birthday dinner? What kind of cake is he having? What does he wear when he celebrates his birthday? Is he married? Does he have any kids?
There has to be more information on that page.
Go to Beans Podcast for more info. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are we allowed to say the word vagina even, or can we not even say that anymore?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
All right. We'll have to tell you the story later coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, K-Rock Road Trip USA stop number 3 is Queens of the Stone Age in Indianapolis. Tomorrow we do the grand prize drawing. You can still qualify by winning tickets to the show coming up at the Pacific Amphitheater on July 22nd. Your chance to win those on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:10.
Let's talk about O.J. Simpson and his book. A lot of people were outraged when O.J. Simpson wrote a book called If I Did It.
A lot of people. Who would not be outraged by that?
If he did it. Only if.
He's not saying he did it, right. But if he did it, this is how it would have come down.
If someone murdered someone in your life, like, I don't know, the mother of your children.
Right.
And you were innocent.
Yes.
Would you ever, in a million years, try to imagine the murder and then write a story
about
it?
No, of course not. Of course not. But this is O.J. Simpson.
It's even worse when you did do it.
Well, he was, everybody was all upset because he was going to make money. Fred Goldberg wasn't going to get any. And then they went to court and they kind of made a ruling that if any money is made from this, it's going to have to go to Fred Goldberg.
Yeah, of course.
So Fred Goldberg changed his tune. I think this was also going to be a Fox News television special.
Yes.
That's right.
In mid-November 2006. And that was canceled. And then we heard that they canceled the book. And then we heard that the publisher, you know, captured all of the copies so that it couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Harvey from TMZ, our friend. He's magic. I don't know how he does it, but somehow he always gets this stuff.
Well, there was at least one copy that I heard of that was out on eBay for a while of somebody selling a copy. So from there, who knows what happens. But Harvey not only got a copy of the manuscript, but published excerpts on TMZ.com and a link to where you could find out more. And so now the controversy's all happening all over again. And we thought, let's go to the guy at the center of it, our friend O.J. Simpson, back on the line on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, O.J.
How you doing, Kevin and Bean?
Well, we're good. How are you today?
I'm the juice. It's great
well,
to be me.
Yeah. You are the juice. Is there ever going to come a time in our lives, OJ, where we don't hear about you and you just curl up and die?
Here's the white media again trying to paint me as someone who should die. I don't know what's up with you guys. I really don't.
It's the whole killing the wife thing. What happened there, OJ? You, right?
You felt that?
I tried to kill my phone.
So the manuscript that's online, I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before because no one knows this story the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Because no one else killed two people like I did.
Yeah.
You're admitting that you killed them, OJ?
No, I mean if I killed them. Then nobody would know like I do.
I want you to forget everything you know about that night because I know the facts better than anyone. And then he goes on to say he knows the players, he knows the situation, he's heard all the theories.
That's right. So, I know it better than anybody.
So you write a book saying, if I did it, this is how I would have done it.
Right.
That doesn't seem despicable to you.
Yeah, it does.
And what about your children, OJ? I mean, they're going to look at this.
Listen, did you read the book?
Well, no.
No, I don't want to read the book.
But then how are you going to come attacking me if you don't know the facts?
Tell us the facts, then.
All right. The story goes like this. I go to Hogwarts.
No.
What?
School of Wizardry.
No.
There I see Hermione and Ron on
OJ?
Hermione's front steps.
That's
OJ, that's
so
not your book.
I grab my magic wand, and I leap out the bushes.
That's not you.
And I kill them by taking the magic wand and cutting their heads off. Then the muggles show up and try to pin it on me when I'm getting ready to take my flying car to Chicago.
Okay, you sound a little bit confused. You seem to be mixing up what happened that night in 94 to maybe the Harry Potter books, OJ, but that's not the way you've described is not what happened in real life.
I gotta move some books, man.
Yeah, well, sir. Yes. Now, what about the judge saying that all of the proceeds go to Ron Goldman?
That's what I said. Hermione and Ron get a piece of the book.
Oh, I see. So that's part of your story.
Oh, Ron Goldman.
Yeah, Ron Goldman.
Oh, no, no, no. He didn't kill nobody. Why should he get some money from it? I did all the hard work. What did he do? Just sit around on his fat ass.
I thought you said this is if you did it.
He didn't kill somebody. I'm the one who kills somebody.
Oh, for God's sake.
He just sits around on his fat ass.
Without a daughter, right. That's what he does.
Whatever.
No.
I think it was his son.
It was his son,
anyway.
Yeah. Whoever it was. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I told you, I know the facts better than anybody.
Well, yeah, pretty bad, I guess.
Especially Bean.
It's been 13 years since this happened.
I know. I think we should all just move on.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, but you keep doing stunts like this, OJ. You won't let it go.
Well, first give me money, then move on.
Well, we don't want to.
You better do it.
Bean will.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know I can.
Yes, that we do
know.
And
then you'd write another book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
O.J. Simpson and the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, that's, again, that's
not
Harry Potter.
Not your book.
That's not the same thing.
No.
I wish I was Harry Potter.
Yeah. But you're not. You know that, right? You just killed your ex-wife.
Yeah.
And her friend.
Yeah.
Now, do you have some kind of special under-the-table deal where you're going to get money and the court's not going to know about it? And
no, man. That's what's really pissing me off.
You're angry about that.
Is that this book is going to be leaked or sold or whatever, and they already told me I can't make money off of it.
Yeah.
So they're going to give money, if there is any, to the Goldman family.
Right.
What's up with that?
Well, that's the ruling of the
court. Decision, yeah.
You owe them $33 million, don't you?
How can you put a price on the life of their son?
Well,
that is disgusting. That is horrible. Oh, I see. I don't mind if my son gets killed as long as I get $33 million
they didn't
out of it.
Say they didn't.
That is disgusting.
They didn't say
those
they...
people reprehensible. So human life is priceless. You can't put a price tag on human life.
I don't think they did. I think that was just the court that just awarded them that money.
Oh, just give me money. Here, kill my son. As long
no,
as you give
they didn't
me money.
Say
that's
kill my
said.
Son.
That man is horrible.
Oh,
we
geez,
should all
God
turn
sakes.
Against Goldman. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oscar?
Fred, I think.
Oscar Goldman?
I think his name is Fred.
No, Oscar Goldman was the one from the $6
million
man.
That was $6 million man, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting a little confused today, OJ.
I wish I was a $6 million man.
I bet you do.
I'd be bionic.
Yes, you would. Would you have gotten caught if you were?
No, man. I go... I would jump right the hell away from there.
All right. Well, best of luck with your book, I guess.
Thanks.
I guess. I don't know what to say. How do you say?
That's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
All right.
I'm going to not kill you now.
Okay, good thing.
By the way, tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, Jenna Jameson is going to be joining us. You know how we love our dear, sweet Jenna. Number
Absolutely.
One porn star in the world.
Yep.
Also, we're going to be talking to a personal hero of all of ours, Brad Bird, the writer, director for a bunch of those Pixar movies, including The Incredibles and the new Ratatouille that's coming out. I mean, this guy is just, he's a genius. That
he
dude.
Is, yeah.
So we got him on the show tomorrow, too. Plus, a story Kevin's been tracking for some time about people who can't have sex with somebody who's not, unless they are the fattest person in the room.
They have to be extremely obese, like way overweight, 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And they have to watch them eat first.
Oh.
And then they get turned on. I know, it's the sickest thing ever. I found it in Details Magazine. It's really gross.
So we're going to talk to the person who wrote that article and did the research on the feeders. So that's a very, very big show tomorrow with the Kevin and Bean Show. One thing you won't be hearing on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show is a little song that's number one most requested on this radio station right now called Hey There Vagina. That's one thing that I can guarantee will not be played tomorrow.
Nope. I got to tell you, working here is a great gig. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great radio station and we love the music most of the time. But sometimes it sucks ass. And right now it sucks ass in a big way. And I got to tell you, here's some emails. What happened to the Hey There Vagina song? It was up in the morning online. Now it's gone, Josh. Oh, my God, I demand that somebody put that song you played today back online. What happened to the Hey There Vagina song? Hey, I don't mean to bother you, but if you could put it back as soon as possible, that would be cool. Hey, put it back up on your web. I need to download it.
I wanted to play it for my friend, and now I can't. Where is it?
It was a first dance song for my wedding. What's up? Hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls about this Hey There Vagina, which for folks who haven't heard, if you haven't been listening this week, is a parody song that our own Psycho Mike put together that's to the tune of Hey There Delilah, which is the popular Plain White Tees song. And by the way, Tom, who wrote that song, sings it for Plain White Tees, is going to be joining us next hour. So that'll be coming up if you like the Delilah version. If you like the vagina version, though, apparently management here at K-Rock has decided that it is obviously obscene. Now, this is what's fascinating about working in radio in the post-Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl era, is that people are terrified of huge fines. And by the way, we are as well. I mean, this show has never received an FCC fine in all the years we've been doing this show. But it would suck ass if we got one because, you know, the fines these days are hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it is very damaging to be ruled obscene. But obviously obscene to the point where, you know, we heard from management, well, you mentioned camel toe in the song. Now, camel toe is something that people have been talking about for 20 years, right?
We've had discussions about it before on the air.
We've had the guys on who run the website of cameltoe.com or .org, whatever it is, with pictures of camel toe, right? All of a sudden, camel toe is a red flag. All of a sudden, camel toe is obscene and it's going to offend people.
Look, here's the thing. Everything is a red flag when you're scared out of your mind. And in this day and age, I know you listen, you might not like this song, this particular song, but whatever you do like, whatever you do find funny or entertaining is really in danger in times like this because it goes up the chain of command and they all think, why would I want to go out on a limb personally and say, oh, it's fine, go ahead, because then my head's on the chopping block.
Right.
So everybody all the way up the line says, better not. Oh, we got to pull that. Better not do it. Better not play it. Got to pull that. And everybody is running scared. Everybody. It doesn't even make sense half the time.
I think that the feeling is you can't get hurt by what you don't play.
Right.
Nobody's going to. The FCC can't fine us for not playing it. If there's a one in a million possibility that we could get in trouble if we do play it, then let's just not play it. There's no concession to, hey, it's funny. There's no concession to, hey, it's number one most requested. And this is what's really interesting is the whole deal with the FCC regulating content on radio is supposed to be to make sure that radio stations are operating in the public interest for the area that they are broadcasting to. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I've seen a lot of emails on this and have talked to people who have been fielding phone calls. As far as I know, it's been universally accepted and admired, this particular song. It's not like we have people who are complaining about it, right? There's no one who's listening to K-Rock, of whom I am aware, that finds it offensive. No. So who are they protecting our listeners from by having us not play it if our listeners are the ones who want it?
They're not. They're protecting their own asses. That's all this is about.
I love the term obviously obscene.
Because we put a few sex euphemisms in.
We should know. The minute we heard that, and by the way, those are things they never spell out, the FCC.
Oh, no.
There's no rules.
We'll just know it when we hear it.
That's why it's so frustrating, especially at this time in America, because people are scared for their jobs, and they know they'll be fired if they make the wrong decision. So there's no incentive for them to want to play it. There's no incentive for them to actually look at it and tell you what specifically is obscene. They don't have to do that because they just say, don't know. Sounds bad to me. Pull it.
Yep. Could be dirty.
Pull it right now. Pull it.
Sweet little kitty, wait a minute. Are you saying, wait a minute, that sounds awfully suggestive. There could be somebody out there offended by that.
So the bottom line is, lawyers, when they get involved, screw up everything. We cannot play the song any longer.
And yes, you're right. It was on the Download Rodeo yesterday. And yeah, we could offer it to you at the K-Rock website yesterday, but not so much anymore with that song.
If you go to krock.com, you will get less than that song. That's what we're saying.
All right. The list of things that are available at krock.com would not include,
exactly,
hey, their vagina, I think is what we're saying. So the best we could do under this circumstances, while we continue to fight it as much as we can up the chain, which I think we got no power, the best we can do at this point is Producer Lightning wants everyone to know that he worked very, very far into the night last night to line up another serving site where the song is available. But we haven't checked this with management, so I don't know if we're allowed, because it's on K-Rock, to suggest that people go someplace else for the download.
Oh, who gives a crap? It's www.freetobe-la.com.
Okay.
freetobe-la.com.
All right.
You go there, you can download the song.
And that's free to, the word T-O, not the number two. So freetobe-la.com. And that's where you can find a copy of Hey There Vagina that you can download. So that happened.
So that
unbelievable.
And we were in meetings all day yesterday, and that was fun. That was good.
You know what's really funny, though, and what's really frustrating is, you mentioned it's a great radio station, and we've been fortunate for most of the time we've been working here to work for our boss, Mr. Weatherby, who's actually a pretty cool dude and actually has been pretty supportive of our show.
Yeah.
I'm not just ragging on him because he happens to be a suit, because he actually has been pretty cool. But he heard Hey There Vagina, and he loved it. He loved it to the point where he even let other DJs play it on the station, which never happens.
No, he didn't. No,
wacky
he did
morning
not.
Show.
No, he did not.
Oh, we're taking well, that story?
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow Nicole ended up playing it, and somehow people started calling in for it, and somehow it ended up at number one on the Furious Five. I mean, it's a hugely popular, most requested song here on K-Rock, right? And never did it occur to him that it was obviously a cheat.
Yes, it
apparently should have been obvious to us. Certainly wasn't obvious to him when he heard it and let it rocket up to the charts on the station at night. But then all of a sudden a lawyer gets involved and it's like, well, you guys are morons if you can't see that. Clearly this is obscene. Clearly this is over the line. What's wrong with you people?
Maybe we don't understand the word obvious. Maybe it doesn't mean what we thought it meant these years. Maybe it means there might be one person who thinks there might be something questionable.
That's what happens is people are running scared and they think somebody else will be offended, and so
that's exactly what it is.
So they react out of fear just in case that might happen. And you can't do anything without somebody being offended.
Look,
you start doing that, you are effed.
If there's one question you have about anything and you run it by the lawyers, they'll say don't do it.
Of course.
If there's just anything that might possibly you're just curious, don't do it.
Who's offended by vaginas? Vaginas are nature's most perfect thing.
I can't imagine.
How could anyone be offended by a vagina?
I don't think
except
anyone
except for maybe Seacrest, but other than that, I mean...
I don't think anyone is.
Nobody is. That's the thing. It's just, it's not spelled out in black and white. So, somebody might be offended, so stop playing it. You know, F you, you. We're getting held down by the man here. I hate the man.
Seriously.
Hate the man.
Can I got to...
Can we still play this?
Vagina,
I don't know.
Vagina, vagina.
That's pretty vagina-y. I don't know.
That does say vagina.
All right, two things for you before the break. And, of course, there'll be more on this later after we turn off these microphones and the super secret hotline rings. Number one is the site that you can download your own copy of Hey There Vagina is, again, freetobe-la.com. Freetobe-la.com. And if you forget that or don't have that, you can call Dave, the King of Mexico, and he'll hook you up with it.
They're free to be. We're not.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing is, I sure hope that Rodney doesn't get fired for recording that song in the first place. I mean,
agree.
That would be, if he were to lose his job over something like this after all the years he's given here, it'd be sad to see him go down.
This is the first thing he's done that we've liked.
I know.
So I'm with you, man. I hope nothing bad happens to him. That'd be really bad.
Let's talk to Chris real quick, and then we'll take a break and come back and tell you how Lightning's going to poop his pants on the air later today. Chris, you're on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. Are you as bummed as we are?
Yeah, I'm super bummed. I think that song was friggin' hilarious, and I was one who called in on the Furious 5 at 9, and I never call in to Furious 5.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Dude. Ugh.
Chris, were a lot of people around you who heard the song offended? Were they running screaming from the radio and writing their congressman because it was so obviously obscene?
No, and I'm actually a lawyer in L.A., and I'm sad to say that when lawyers do get involved, we do tend to ruin things.
I freaking hate
all
lawyers.
All the lawyers I worked with thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It wasn't obscene to them? Obviously obscene?
I think that it was definitely not obviously obscene, and you know, I think any of us would argue that in court for you.
Yeah, well, nobody's ever going to take it to court because I'll give you the economics really quickly. The FCC okays a huge company's new purchases. Mm-hmm. They're the ones responsible for it. So we don't want to be on their bad side, so we won't fight anything. We pay a fine. We don't fight. We just roll over. There was a court case just recently where the court overruled the FCC and said you can't fine somebody for that. It, finally, one person challenged the FCC and won, but nobody else will.
It's not going to be our company.
No.
Chris, we appreciate the support, and let me give out the web address one more time for people, or you can call Dave and get it. It's freetobe-la.com, and that's where you can get your download of Hey There Vagina, because apparently you're never going to hear it on the show again. So, thank you. We appreciate the call.
Plus, if you go to krock.com, you can get a lot, but what I'm saying is a lot minus that song.
Right. It's vagina-free, unfortunately.
That's correct.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I was thinking about sending vaginas to K-Rock Management to get that song back on the air. Please give me the address. It worked for Jericho, right?
That's
right.
I like
it. You start sending vaginas. That's not a bad idea right there.
Vagis.
I love
the line that we use to spur everyone into action.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I just downloaded Hey There Vagina from the website you said on the air. It just took 2 seconds. Thanks. So it's free2be-la.com is what it is if you want to get the song. It's 6:45. Ralph has joined us in the studio. Lightning has joined us in the studio. I guess it's a very important scientific medical experiment that's going to be happening here today. Right, boys?
Oh, I guess so. Can't wait. Well, here's the behind the scenes. Lightning, our producer, has given up. He's completely given up. He went in. He got a physical. They told him he's about to die. Mm-hmm. So he doubled his life insurance. Right. And then now he's just continuing to eat and live the way he was before.
Yeah, fast food, three days.
He just started the countdown calendar pretty much.
Fast food 3 times a day.
Which is unbelievable.
And he's growing into a voluminous human being quickly.
Yes. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
True.
Don't care, though.
And, you know, with his new orange tan, he looks like an Oompa Loompa.
That's true.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So Ally is this new drug we talked to Dr. Drew about yesterday, and he said that it kind of works at the beginning. You can lose a few pounds, but you got the whole anal leakage thing, and that seems bad. That's a
deal breaker for most of us, yeah. I mean, when the website for the drug Ally suggests that you wear dark pants to work, that's all I need to know.
Now, what color pants are you wearing today?
They're jeans. They're dark denim.
Okay, good.
Okay, that should be good.
No, that's still going to stain.
Black undies, good.
Good.
Black undies, by the way.
Yes, good band. Very good band.
So I'm a little concerned, though, guys, because when you open up this, it comes with a hard case.
What is
and
that?
And then you open up the hard case. That's the directions. The directions here.
Oh.
Kevin, this is an estimate, but I think 210 pages?
That's the longest. That's longer than any book I've read.
What does it say in the front? Read me first.
Read me first.
The keys to successful weight loss. No, I don't have 4 hours to devote to this.
Of course you don't. You can't actually read the keys to successful weight loss.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Read me first.
Crazy?
Take this
quick
pill.
Facts,
drink me.
Companion guide, healthy eating
guide,
calorie
counter. It's like a keychain, so you can, it's crazy.
Daily journal.
Oh, throw it out. Lightning's not going to read it.
I don't care.
Is it written from the perspective of the drug Ally, if I took it? Is that what it is?
basically.
But what we're going to do is we have decided, since Lightning's given up, we haven't given up on him.
We're going to use him as a guinea pig because he's given up.
We think that he needs to take it. So we went out and bought it. We have this drug now, and it's time for Lightning to take the Ally.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
Oh, man.
Wow. Lightning's going to be jet-propelled. Flying around the office like a balloon with the air let out.
Yeah, with some loogie inside, you know what I mean? Like spurting out the end.
Oh, stop it. What's
Lightning.
Wrong with you? Why
That's
do you have
obviously
to...
obscene.
That's it. I'm boycotting
I'm out,
you.
Whatever. We're never playing that again. All right, so you're gonna take the pill. How many pills are you supposed to take? Do you have any idea?
I think all of them. I think all of them. Trust me, I read the big book. You take the whole bottle.
Take them all, okay.
Yeah. Or not.
All of them.
It says one with each fatty meal. So, guys, we need a fatty meal.
Well,
where are we going?
That won't be difficult.
Hey. Send Browse out to get some grub.
No
and
problem.
I'll down the pill.
All
okay.
right. Fantastic.
We'll do the first one of the morning.
You can take up to 3 a day. I think that's the rule.
That's correct.
So.
Yeah, it says right here.
So we're going to have you take your first 3 with your first meal.
Now, why are we doing this? A, to help Lightning lose weight, but B, to see how quickly it ends up in his pants? I mean, what's the goal here before the end of the show?
I think I'd like to see exactly the outcome.
I'm saying
I want to know what the output is from
no!
this.
I'm just saying.
No. Oh, for dear God's sake.
No.
So, Light, you ready?
I'm afraid of the output. What he's going to be putting out is
you share an office with him. You don't want the output.
Yeah.
Ralph, you're going to keep an eye on him all day, right? If he jumps up and runs, we want to know.
I guess.
And by runs, I mean physically.
I got on leakage patrel, but.
I thought he had an official reporter. You share an office with him.
Well,
we're going to have later,
Okay. It does say on the website, bowel movements may become frequent or urgent. So, Lightning could just jump up from the desk and go, it's time.
Yeah, it says right here, without getting too gross, let's see here.
Well, forget it, Lightning. I won't have any idea what not
just,
too
it
gross
just
is.
It just says, certain parts of your body may be hard to control.
Right. No around. Kidding. No kidding.
I called over at NBC Channel 4, and I asked him to send Doug Kriegel on over.
Really?
Oh, terrific.
Is he going to be here?
This is his kind of story. So he's going to be setting up in the other room, and he's going to be doing the the updates for us.
Fantastic.
Because I don't want any part of it.
All right. Let's eat the food and take the pills. Let's
here we
get
go.
To it.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
The Transformers, robots in disguise. The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Would you like me to play the theme instead of that?
What could be better than that?
Transformers!
told me that.
No, it's not nearly as good.
Oh, all right.
You need that robot-y sounding voice. You need that Stephen Hawking quality.
Sure.
I've got tickets to give away to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Transformers. It comes out July the 3rd, but you get to see it before everybody else. Thanks to K-Rock, 5 pairs of tickets. If you can answer my trivia question, I want to give it to some real Transformer fans. We've been talking to a bunch of them, and they're great, great people who are really...
nerdy.
Really, really in love with the Transformers.
Very nerdy.
I got a letter from... I'm getting tons of emails from people, by the way, who are telling me their Transformer stories. And somebody used to work at a comic book store, and there was a Transformer nerd, like the ultimate Transformer nerd, who would not leave his house.
Right.
And he used to order Transformer toys from their shop over the phone, and they used to have to deliver them.
Right.
And he would get to the house, the guy said, and every window was filled with, like, plastic Transformers and posters of the Transformers. Like, up against the window, facing out. He said, I would just leave the package on the steps and run.
Forget illegal immigrants. We need to deport those people.
Anyway, here's the trivia question. If you're one of the first 5 people to call with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, you will get yourself a pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advanced screening. And you will also be put into the running for the grand prize I will announce tomorrow. One lucky listener will get a trip to Japan to see the world premiere of the Transformers. Here's your trivia question. In the Transformers mythology, name the 2 spacecrafts that brought the Autobots and the Decepticons to Earth. What were the names of the 2 spacecrafts that brought both sides of the Transformer Wars to planet Earth? 1-800-520-1067. Please call now.
Good times.
Paris Hilton.
Guilty.
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, she is in jail right now.
What? We would have heard about that, Ralph, if somebody like Paris Hilton went to jail.
Why no coverage? Have.
And you know what she's spending most of her time doing now? Answering fan mail. She has
They're
gotten
fans of what?
She has gotten more mail than any other prisoner in the history of the Linwood facility where she is at right now.
Wouldn't you?
Boxes and boxes, like those mail carrier boxes, full of letters from the
My
post office.
My God.
Yeah.
What is it that they... I mean, they just have to say, hang in there, right? I mean, she hasn't done anything.
I miss you on the red carpet.
I miss you with your little dog.
Well, I love to see that her own self-opinion is going to be boosted this way.
Yeah, enjoying a simple life even without you.
I wonder if that mail is being screened. I mean, I wonder if somebody is going through opening it, like I hear they do in some jails, and only giving her the good stuff. Because it'd be great to know if there was an unfiltered way to get a letter to her that she would read, that you could tell her how much she sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would also be great if somebody were to somehow send some of those letters our way. That would be great.
Mm.
Anyway, E! Online obtained a copy of one of her response letters to one of her fans and printed it here, so I'm going to read it for you. Here's the letter she's been writing back to fans, at least a sample of it. I read your letter and wanted to thank you for your kind words of love and support. The fact that you took time out of your day to write me truly means the world, especially at a difficult and scary time in my life. But I am being strong and trying to make the best out of the situation. And the letters I am receiving... By the way, Paris, it's I before E, except after C.
So she did write it.
Yes. You know, it's handwritten. Look, it looks like a 10-year-old sat down and wrote a book report.
Awesome.
The letters I'm receiving really do put a smile on my face as I sit here in my cell, sad and alone. Again, thank you so much, and may God bless you and your family. Love always, Paris Hilton. And yes, she writes little hearts over her eyes when she dots her eyes.
By the way, so does B.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
So there you go. That's how she's responding to her fans, as she sits in her cell, sad and alone.
Wow.
But she really writes it as if some kid in grade school was given a penmanship class.
That probably took her like 2 days.
Yeah.
Right. We have a winner, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. Already?
We do. We have 5 winners, believe it or not.
Wow.
Say good morning to David in Pacoima. Good morning, David.
Hello?
Wow, a guy this time. Excellent.
Oh, stop it.
As opposed to Mario, Hugo, Tom, and Ray, who are the other people on the phone.
Hey, Hugo might be a girl. You don't know. David, what were the names of the crafts that brought the Autobots and the Decepticons to our planet?
It was the Ark and the Nemesis.
The Ark and the Nemesis. That's right. Those were the 2 vehicles. That's what started it all, man.
Oh, man. Can never Lisa turn was, back after that.
Nope.
Lisa was saying yesterday she's never wanted to be further away from a movie screening in her life after hearing you talk about this for the last week, Ralph.
She doesn't know. Yeah, it was Transformers the musical, she'd freaking go.
Oh, she would, yeah.
It was singing and dancing Autobots. She'd be all into it.
Hope that happens.
Yeah.
Lisa's got a map. She's going to try to find the place in the United States that is actually furthest away from any theater show of the Transformers so she can move there.
Congratulations, David. Hold on the phone. We'll give you all the details how to get your tickets for the screening.
And last night, did you watch the American Film Institute's list of the top 100 movies of all time?
Nope. Mm-mm. I did not.
I love this show. They do it pretty much every year.
I hear there's a shakeup at the top this year, right?
This was the 10th anniversary of the list. They've been doing it for 10 years. And this year, it's funny because they were saying every year they put out the movies, and almost all these movies are available for you to see on DVD now in really good formats. But they can document sort of how the popular culture shifts by how these movies rise or fall on the list. There's a lot of big changes this year. They put together the top 100, and last night Morgan Freeman was the host of the event, and they go through the entire list, and I could watch it all day. I just love seeing the clips from these movies. I've seen a lot of them. And
top three: Jackass 2.
No, it's
Borat,
not the heaven list of
and Grandma's
top movies.
And Grandma's Boy. Top three.
But it's amazing to see how these things shift. For instance, let's say Amadeus. You saw that movie, Amadeus?
Yes.
Yeah. It won an Oscar.
Tom Holt.
Yeah. Best picture, yeah.
Last year it was number 53 on the list. This year it just dropped off.
Gone.
Not in the top 100.
Wow.
Interesting.
Shocking what movies dropped out of the 100. Dances with the Wolves, gone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a movie that hasn't aged particularly well.
No, it hasn't. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, gone.
Really?
Was 64, wow. Now in the top 100.
Wow. One of Bean's favorites.
That is one of my 10 favorites of all time.
Whereas, like, Raging Bull, one of my favorite films of all time, Martin Scorsese's great film with De Niro in it,
right,
was 24, jumped to number 4 this year.
Wow. Now, do you think some of that is just that Scorsese had a huge year with his recognition, his Oscar, The Departed, and all that stuff? Maybe that put him a little more top of mind?
Well, that's what they're saying, is some films get more exposure than others in different times, and more people see them, so when they go to vote, it moves up the list.
I got you.
But here's your top 10 movies. It was on the American Film Institute last night, list of 100, best 100 movies. Number 10, Wizard of Oz. It's always in there.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
that's great.
Vertigo. The Alfred Hitchcock classic, number 9.
Hmm. Okay.
And that was 61, by the way, last year. Now it's number 9.
It's new people doing the list.
Yeah.
Well, it's new people they're asking. You know, as generations start to watch these movies, the opinion changes. Schindler's List was number 8. That's a funny movie, by the way, if you've never seen that.
Oh, hilarious.
Laugh. Lawrence of Arabia, number 7. Gone with the Wind, number 6. Singing in the Rain, number 5.
I can tell you without even asking that Kevin hates every movie on this list so far.
I just know it's not a list for me.
Raging Bulls, I mentioned number 4. Casablanca. Casablanca, just one of the great films of all time.
About a perfect a movie as you could write.
Except for the other two. Number 2, The Godfather.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, well, sure, yeah.
And number 1, the only one, the only constant in the top 10, Citizen Kane. Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. You know, they're saying it's gaining in popularity because there's more and more young filmmakers coming into the scene who are voting on this list. And you have to remember that Orson Welles, when he made that film, considered the best movie of all time, was 25 years old when he directed it. Wrote, starred in, and directed his first movie ever, and it was considered the greatest movie ever. So a lot of young filmmakers are, you know, looking up to him as sort of an idol because he was a maverick who bucked the system and made this amazing film by himself.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And Rosebud was what, Kevin? A sweater? Is that what you thought?
Yeah, Kevin thought it was a book last time.
A book. That's what it was.
Hostel 2 just outside the top 10?
Just outside. Yeah, just outside.
Kids play soccer with a woman's head. What do you people need? How's that not in the top 10?
That was in Singing in the Rain, though, also. Oh,
yeah,
so that's been done.
All right. Originally, yeah. Gene Kelly's kicking around a human skull in the rain when he's singing and dancing. It's very entertaining.
I didn't see that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Prince William, Prince of Wales, is 25 years old today. Mike Einziger from Incubus turns 31. Doug Savant, we've had him on the show. He is Tom on Desperate Housewives. He was also on Melrose Place, 43 years old today. And Bernie Capel, who played Doc on The Love Boat. Ah, oh, I loved me some Doc. Doc was a deeply unattractive man on The Love Boat, and yet scored with all kinds of hotties there on the Lido deck.
Never could
reconcile that in my own mind, even as a child, but still. I got to give it up. Give it up for Doc.
He had the best drugs.
He's 74. That's what it was. He was getting everybody high. He's 74 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2007, that was last month. Kevin and I brought out the first band on the side stage, and they rocked it pretty hard there on a beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon. They were called the Plain White Tees, and I thought, wow, these guys rock. And then the next thing I know, I'm listening to their goddamn All Skate song on K-Rock, and I go, that can't be the same band. Hey, they're Delilah guys. Can't be the same guys that I just saw on the Weenie Roast. And sure enough, they are. And the band is the Plain White Tees, and the voice behind it is Tom Higginson. He's in the studio with us here at the world-famous K-Rock right now. Good morning, Tom.
Hello. Good morning.
You guys run the gamut, man. This Delilah song, I think, is catching a lot of people by surprise.
I know. It's becoming this huge thing. It's crazy.
Give us the background of the band. You've been together 10 years.
The band has been together for 10 years.
Tell us about the song, like you did a couple of minutes ago off the air, about the...
Yeah, it's crazy. The song is actually an older song. Like I said, I wrote it probably 4 years ago. We recorded it for a record that came out, I think, 2 years ago called All That We Needed, and it was just like the last track on our independent record.
Right.
And the fans, it just kind of started catching on. You know, we put it up on our MySpace back then, and it just started getting, you know, showing up on everyone else's MySpace page and everything as their little song. And we did a poll because we were on, like I said, an independent label, so we didn't have that much money. We were going to do a video. We did a poll on our website, like, hey, what song do you guys want to see us to make a video for? And it was like 98% Hey There Delilah.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And then, okay, send us some money.
Exactly.
So we can make it. Was that a surprise to you? Do you have any idea when you're writing and recording? I mean, you put the whole CD together.
Yeah, I mean, it was
Were
just,
you shocked it was that song that connected so strongly?
You know, I mean, when I wrote the song, I loved it, and I knew it was a really good song, but I didn't know it was going to be that good
right.
or that well accepted.
That many
I mean?
People would somehow connect.
It was just
connect.
Kind of another song
yeah.
at first.
And you're not thinking at that time, hey, I've written a hit either, because
no,
at that point, that's the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, especially that song. I mean, it's like, oh, this song is really good, but it's just this little acoustic song that'll never, you know,
right.
doesn't seem like a big radio format kind of a song.
Right. It's like nothing else we're playing. I mean, it does kind of stand alone.
Yeah,
in
maybe
that.
That's the maybe that's
the appeal. Maybe
yeah.
Now, because you guys actually, most of your songs are a lot harder than that, does that concern you at all, that people will think that you're, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls or something?
Well, you know, I think a lot of our songs are, there are some harder ones, obviously, and uh-huh. there's a couple acoustic-y, you know, songs like Hey There Delilah. I think that's, we've always been a band that's kind of done that whole stretch, so hopefully people that
yeah,
like
your melodies are good, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's always consistent. So.
Is acoustic-y really a word?
Yes. Yeah, you know. It
now,
is now.
I'll understand if you don't want to answer this, because I know how you moody musicians can be.
Uh-oh.
But is there a Delilah? I mean, is there an actual story behind writing the song, or is it just, hey, these are words that sound good together, and I can find something that rhymes with Delilah?
Actually, I never rhyme anything with Delilah. But
yeah, that's a tough word to rhyme
with. That's the most commonly asked question about
sure.
the song. And there is a Delilah, yes.
Is there still a Delilah?
Yeah, I mean, she's still alive, if that's what you mean.
No, but I mean, for you.
She does exist.
Yeah.
You know, to me, she never existed. It's kind of a funny story. I mean, she existed, obviously, as a girl, but not in my life, necessarily. Like, I met this girl, and I thought she was gorgeous.
Right.
So I was like, the first day I met her through a friend, like I was hanging out with a friend and she was there. And I told her that I had a song about her before ever writing the song. I was trying to be like smooth.
You're
you
just
know?
Making it up.
Oh, totally.
Oh, I've got a song about a Delilah.
Yeah. And then so we ended up keeping in touch a little bit. And she would always playfully ask, you know, oh, where's my song? When do I get to hear my song? And so I actually started writing a song for her.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the song.
Wow.
And
you
then, dog. And then when she heard it.
Well, you know what?
Restraining order
is,
or?
No, I think she really liked the song, actually, but I don't think her boyfriend liked it too much.
I didn't put you over the top.
Always
that was
the boyfriend.
That was the problem, yeah.
Sure. I remember there was a Sharona that the Knack wrote, My Sharona. But there was an actual woman named Sharona that was friends with the group. And for a long time, you know, people, because she was kind of famous for that, because she was the Sharona. I wonder what Delilah hears from her friends now when that song's on the radio all the time.
You know, it's funny. I think I'm going to do an interview in the next few days for, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Just say it.
USA Today is going to do a piece on the song, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually going to get in touch with Delilah.
Oh, really?
To say a few words for the interview.
That should be interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I'm interested to hear what she has to say.
No kidding.
Yeah,
she's going to wish she dumped the boyfriend now when she sees what's going on with you. This is Tom Higginson in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock this morning. The CD is out called Every Second Counts, and I guess there's two versions. There's the original one that came out last fall, and then you re-released it in the spring or something with this song on it, right?
Yeah. I think pretty much in all the stores now, it should just be the new version
with
Delilah.
And the tour is happening, by the way, at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa. You're going to be playing there on Friday night, July 20th. And if people want, that's the fair, right? You're playing the Orange County Fair, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think with Blue October is on that show.
Oh, good.
Well, both you guys like the hate songs.
I know. It's funny.
It's the hate tour at the OC Fair. You can go to ocfair.com or Ticketmaster outlets if you want to get tickets to see the band on July 20th. We got to take a break, Tom. We want to talk to you some more when we come back. And I understand you even brought your guitar today.
I did. So
fantastic.
If you want me to play the song, I can do that.
We would love that.
Cool.
We'll come right back.
Brought to you by Flexure Power, who reminds you that if we all replace 5 regular lights with CFLs, they'll be like taking 400,000 cars off the road. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Why do you hate the Earth, Kevin? I guess we have to talk about that later. You hate the Earth.
I'm just saying.
He's not a fan of those light bulbs. All right, Tom is here from the Plain White Tees, a great live band. If you want to go see them, they'll be playing the Every Second Counts tour at the OC Fair on Friday night, July 20th at 7 at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa. The CD is in stores now called Every Second Counts.
Yes.
And Tom, it's not too early for you to try this one, huh?
it is too early for me to try it, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Fantastic.
All right, good deal.
All right, here we go. Now I'm going to do the Delilah version, not the vagina.
Oh, good, because that's...
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
All right, here we go.
There, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard. Just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far. They got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends will all make fun of us. We'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you, by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. You're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school. I'll be making history like I do. And you'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
that.
Look at all the lighters and the cell phones we're all holding up here in the studio this morning.
Dude, you should have at least gotten laid from that song. I mean, come on, right?
Well, not by Delilah.
At least.
Really? Did she like it? You never told us if she liked it when she finally heard it.
You know, she did. She really did. She actually started coming to a few shows, and it's really funny. We have a T-shirt that says, I am Delilah.
Right.
It's a plain white tees T-shirt. And she actually bought the shirt and wore it. So she's like the only one that actually is Delilah, so it's funny.
That's a great story and a great song. Pick up the CD, folks. It's in stores now called Every Second Counts. They're available for download, of course, everywhere. And the show is at the Pacific Amphitheater, OC Fair in Costa Mesa, July 20th at 7. Tom Higginson from Plain White Tees. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I guess the question for Kevin is, why do you hate the Earth? Why do you hate America? Why do you hate Jesus? Why do you hate puppies and sunshine? What's going on with you,
that
Kevin?
That is a good question.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I heard you snickering when Lisa was doing the commercial a few moments ago for the long-lasting, environmentally friendly light bulbs, and you were mocking her.
Well, my wife decided that it was time to change all the light bulbs.
As she should.
To these. So she bought all new light bulbs for the entire house. Mm-hmm. Now, I was fine with it. I was like, oh, great, if they're going to help, fantastic, no problem. Until I turned on the light in my office, and the level of light that was in my office actually decreased. By turning on the light.
It got more dark.
It got darker.
It got
like
darker.
A black hole?
Yeah, like a black hole in space where it just all gets swallowed up.
Wow.
It just went away. And I was like, what? And she said, oh, yeah, they save energy. I'm like, yeah, because they don't put out light. That's how they save energy.
You may
Great.
Be overstating it just a hair.
So yeah. Then I went to the store and I started buying my own light bulbs. And so then when she was gone, I would, like, switch mine real quick and put them back to normal so that when I turned on the light, I don't know, I could see.
Those big energy-guzzling yes. incandescent bulbs?
Yes, those that have worked for all this time. They seem to be fine. They seem to be okay. So then I'm getting something for work in the morning in the kitchen. I turn on the light and I start bumping into things. I'm like, what is going on with these light bulbs?
Okay. Your vision check?
They actually, my vision is perfect.
I think he's had a stroke.
Mike, you have glaucoma.
My vision is perfect. All I know is these, quote, energy-saving lights save energy by not putting out light. They actually swallow light up.
That is just not true.
They are the black hole
just
of light.
Not true.
Who would
lightning.
Know more about light than lightning?
Yes.
That is just not true. I just
light is right in the name there, Kevin. Come on.
I did a bunch of research because I just purchased 130 of these things from my store.
Oh, you're so going to get burned. I want to talk to you in 6 months when you purchase another 130 regular ones to replace them.
10,000-hour guarantee, mother effer.
Yes, of course, because they're not putting out light.
Yes, they do. The only thing, there's two things.
It could say 20,000 hours. They're not putting out light.
There's two things that you have to understand, all right? There's a warm-up of about 90 seconds.
It
so
does
if you're,
take a while.
It takes a little while because
get
it's got
to speed.
It goes from less than nothing to just above nothing.
Kevin,
and then the other thing.
Just barely above.
The other thing is because they're fluorescent, they don't cast shadows like you're used to. So you're perception is, I don't see a shadow. It must not be bright.
No, my like perception fluorescent... is, I don't see the chair I just walked into. It must not be bright.
That's not the case. No.
That's my perception.
And by the way,
I don't care about a shadow. I care about my knees being bruised.
You care about it if it's Groundhog Day. Then you care about
now,
it.
Now, listen, it depends. Some of the ones at Home Depot. Home Depot went crazy on this. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars converting all of their halogen bulbs over to, they want to push these. And when you buy them, it says you have to make sure you get the right wattage because...
But you can't see the writing on it to see if it's the right wattage.
You can't, but check it out.
Because it's
lightning.
Too dark. Because
I want to know what the right wattage is. Just be quiet for 1 minute.
Because it'll say, like, you know, 26 watts equals
equal
90
to
watts.
90
equals
watts, right.
to 90 watts.
Okay.
Right, so she bought ones that she just looked down and saw 60 watt.
Oh, right.
You know, she may have purchased ones that were a 60 output when Kevin's used to a 90 output.
Gotcha.
I'm just making sure that she
right.
may
and
have
what
bought
I'm saying is
there
are negative 60
They're
output.
Not.
I'm saying if you want to see, these are not
I
for you.
I tell you, dude, I replaced them all in the store.
And
it's freaking day glow in there.
All of the lights in my house now with real ones. And then she goes through and puts these back in, and I start bumping into stuff again.
I'm
replace
telling you,
them again.
And it, let's just, for the sake of the argument, I think you're wrong, but let's say for the sake that it is slightly dimmer. You're saving 2/3 of your electricity bill in your
that's
you know,
fine.
Just
and
get
then,
used to it is what
and,
we're saying.
And not only that, it's your heating bill because these halogens. I mean, you can feel them. They're like this is what they use at Wiener Schnitzel, you know, to keep the hot dogs warm. It's the same bulbs that are over your head now.
Okay, well, I don't
so
have hot dogs. I need to keep warm.
But
That's his point.
You're the air conditioning guy, so I'm going to help your air conditioning
bill as well.
Your
fluorescents will be cooler.
But here's what I'm saying.
You just got the wrong kind.
Here's my point. If the light level is less than complete darkness,
but it's
and
not.
You're fine with that, these are the bulbs for you.
But it's not. That's what
I'm
saying.
Too, and they're fine.
It's not. They just don't cast
shadows.
If you
turn these lights on during the day, the sunlight is actually decreased by about 60 watts. I don't know how they do it.
You're
it's
high.
Magic.
You are retarded.
May I ask a question? May I interrupt for one moment?
Yeah.
I have it on good authority, Kevin, that during Mother's Day dinner, you got up and went and got a flashlight and brought it back to the table so you could see your food.
Is that true?
I did, yeah.
Oh, look at me.
No, I'm just suffering.
No, yeah. I was trying to, you know, burn my wife, so I get the flashlight out and turn it on and look at my food. She didn't find that as funny as I thought she would,
yeah,
really.
He got the wrong size or he's got cataracts.
Yeah. Dustin, I have 20/20 vision.
He drives a Beamer, doesn't drive a cataract.
Dustin and Stanton, good morning. Hello, Dustin.
Hello. I just want to say those light bulbs suck.
Thank you.
You know, those light bulbs, by the way, and I heard a report the other day, they have improved them much. So if you bought them a couple of years ago, they're much better than they were before.
I hope, because they actually decrease light.
It was like black.
Thank you. You just didn't buy the right kind.
Oh,
you didn't buy the right kind. Right.
They haven't labeled
them
clearly enough for most people who walk in Home Depot.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's you're not sure what you're buying, and that's why I had to do some research.
Jenny in Rancho Santa Margarita. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have these bulbs?
I hate those light bulbs.
Thank you.
They suck. My husband's a lighting technician, and he changed all our light bulbs in our house, and I had to change them back. They suck. They give out no light. They
Thank
take
you.
Forever to turn on.
Thank you.
I hate them.
They're bogus. They're great. We're saving the earth. They last 20,000, 30,000 hours. They don't turn on.
Kevin, you don't even read.
They don't turn on.
What do you need all this light for, Kevin?
Are
you disarming some sort of bomb in your house? what kind of performing surgery? Coming down on you.
I just like to be able to see what the bowl I'm pouring my milk into. Am I asking for too much?
Wow. Cut to Kevin's house. He turns the light switch on, and the entire electrical grid of the valley goes down.
Patty in Palos Verdes. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I want to agree with Kevin because my dad went out and bought all the stupid light bulbs and put them in our house, and I was telling him to do the answer phone. The only benefit is the next-door neighbor can see me naked dressing because I had to open up my drapes to dress because I can't see where my underwear drawer is.
So you can see the light from the street, which is a real light bulb.
The sun is a real light bulb, but I swear to God, those things suck out the light of the daytime.
That's what I'm saying. You start with a certain amount of light, and then you install these, and the light level actually goes down. I don't know how it happens. It's actually less than dark.
All right, let's close with Sydney and Corona because he actually works in the light bulb industry, believe it or not.
An industry professional?
Hey.
He knows what he's talking about. Right. Sydney, you're on the Kevin Beach Show at K-Rock. What's going on? Set Kevin straight, please.
This is the deal. You probably are used to what are called soft white. Mm-hmm. It was okay as a color. It was like a yellowy cast when you were buying incandescent light bulbs. But because they're fluorescent, compact fluorescents, you need to go with cool white, which casts a daylight mimicked light.
Okay.
You need to go with those. That makes a huge, huge difference.
Sydney, here's what I'd like.
Do they say that on the soft box?
They do. Yeah,
they do. Okay.
I would like to have light. That's all I care about. I don't care.
Then buy the right ones.
I don't want it to be less than nothing. Oh, Lisa, how are you going to hurt me like that? You can't read the label because they use these bulbs in Home Depot.
Don't go to Home Depot.
They're not made for special people like
Dear
you.
Dear God,
Kevin.
People, why?
Hey, we're going to sit.
Are
you
so
walking around your house with your sunglasses on like Lycus? Do you do like a whole thing at home?
I just bump it into walls and stuff.
Unbelievable. These Lycus don't work. That's right. Show me your cats, Melissa.
It's Kevin at home.
There'd be no flashing, though, because you wouldn't be able to see it. Look good with it.
Kind of a waste.
Unbelievable. I'm going to go buy some extra bulbs today.
Really?
Oh, of course you
really
are.
Really, I am. Really.
Answer the question.
There was no question. You didn't ask it. You didn't ask a question. No question. Stop yelling at me. Everyone just stop yelling at me. I'm tired of this BS.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, the world-famous K-Rock. By the way, a lot of requests today for Hey There Vagina, unfortunately, and we'll tell you why later. You're not going to be hearing that song on our station probably ever again, but we have set up a website where you can download your own copy if you need to own it, and I know a lot of people want it. It is the most requested song here at K-Rock. It's freetobe-la.com, freetobe-la.com. You can go get a free copy of Hey There Vagina.
The short answer is that the man is keeping you down.
Yeah, freetobe-la.com is the only place you can be free.
Yes.
Apparently, any day now here because of this. Pretty soon,
you know, we played Hey There Vagina for Tom, the guy who wrote Hey There Delilah for the Plain White Tees. He thought it was very funny, or so he said, until he gives a copy to his attorney, and then they end up suing. No. So I this is nothing but trouble. This
he
thing,
said he's
I tell
gonna
you.
Learn it and sing it at a show. Which I think is really funny.
That's awesome.
7:59, time for the Ralph Showbizby. What do you got, Ralph?
Before I get to showbiz news, let me give away some more of these amazing passes for the K-Rock advanced screening of Transformers. If you know the answer to my trivia question, you can call in at 1-800-520-1067 and get through to Dave, one of the first five callers with the correct answer. You get to see an advanced screening of the Transformers before.
Oh, we got it. We understand. We got it.
Before it hits theaters on July 3rd. And tomorrow, I will be selecting a grand prize winner from all this week's winners who gets a chance to go to Japan to see the world premiere of Transformers. Yeah, that's the song, all right. Here's the trivia question. You know the Constructicons, right? Of the Decepticons, the Constructicons.
Well, of course, you have to tell me.
The Constructicons were able to join together to form one giant robot.
Okay.
What was the name of that robot? Answer now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers with the correct answer. Win, win, win.
Ralph, has there ever been a movie that you've talked about on the show where you've had more different trivia questions about a film?
That's the best part about Transformers. No. I could go on for the rest of the year. In fact, I might. I might just have a Transformer trivia question even though we're not doing this anymore. I just might do one at every showbiz
report.
Just
to test the knowledge out there.
Because there's infinite number of things you can ask about the Transformers.
Yeah.
But it's really just stuff turning into other stuff. I mean, that's all it's about, right?
Listen. The Autobots, in order to defend themselves from the Decepticons, had to adapt to the human technology and disguise themselves as machines that we had here on this planet.
Okay.
See, all that's right. Why they were able to change themselves into, like, trucks and boomboxes and stuff like that. You think I'm kidding, but there really was a boomboxes.
What did
they do as
boomboxes?
That's
what
they had.
Hurt your ears?
Well, Soundwave had the cassettes inside of it. He was able to send out and, like, do recon and stuff.
Now you're making stuff up.
I am not.
That's just not.
You're making that up. That didn't happen. There's no plot line where a guy turns himself into a cassette player. Omar, did it happen?
Cassette player.
Absolutely. Omar's another big Transformer fan.
Oh.
Yeah, so. It's good
times. Whatever.
This may be the greatest TV series ever.
I'm going to play the hell out of this cassette.
NBC has just announced it is taking a successful Colombian TV show and turning it into an American television show. Now, this is not without precedent because Ugly Betty was the same thing. Ugly Betty was a big Colombian TV show.
Telenovela, right?
Telenovela, right? And then they made it into a popular American show. So they're doing the same thing with this Colombian telenovela called Sin Tetas No Hay Paraíso.
What does that mean?
Translated, it means, without breasts, there is no paradise.
No,
that is so true.
Sin Tetas focused on a young woman who is determined to get larger breasts in order to escape her poverty. When she does, she ends up working as a prostitute, getting involved with a drug dealer in the process, and her life goes pretty much down the drain.
So comedy.
That's the best TV show ever.
So we will get to see the American version of Sin Tetas very soon.
Funny.
Now, is there already a group protesting without breasts, there is no paradise? Is there already people lined up to sue if that gets on the air somehow?
Sure.
Yes, sure.
The FBA. Just flat broads of America.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Do we, Rodney? Really? Okay. Who should we talk to? Miguel from Inglewood? Hey, Miguel.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? What was the name of the giant robot that was formed by the Constructicons?
It was Devastator.
Devastator! You're absolutely right.
What was the name of the tape player?
Soundwave, I told you.
Oh, sorry.
Soundwave turned into a boombox.
Oh. I'm going to play so loud, I'm going to hurt your ears.
Stop it, man. Hold on, Miguel. I'll give you all the details about how you can attend the K-Rock Advanced Screening, and also we're going to put you into the contest to win the grand prize tomorrow.
Good man.
Justin in LA. Bye. Jamie in Granada Hills, a guy.
Catherine.
Don in Torrance.
Catherine. We
and
got
Catherine.
Catherine.
In Monterey Park.
Catherine,
don't walk to your car alone that night.
Oh, stop it.
It's going to be you and 3,000 dudes coming out of the theater.
Here's some sad news. But who? There's no safer dudes in the world, by the way, than the Transformer fans. She doesn't have to worry about walking to her car.
That's true.
Here's some sad news about our pal Jimmy Kimmel. He had to go on under... What? He had to undergo an emergency appendectomy last night.
Dude.
Apparently the surgery was a success. He's fine. He's resting comfortably. He's looking forward to getting back to work. But they had to pluck out his appendix. Yeah. It's not the first time one of Jimmy's organs has gotten him into trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, of course, we wish him all the best and hope he's feeling better real soon. And remember when Larry Flint was putting that ad out looking for people who had sex with high-ranking government officials? He was offering a reward?
Yes.
Larry's announced so far he's heard from 200 people who said they've had illicit sexual affairs with congressmen.
Wow.
Is he corroborating these? Or?
He's in the process of vetting them and making sure that there's actual facts behind these claims. But so far, 200 people have claimed to have illicit affairs with Congress.
All with our president.
No, it's just the Congress. I wish it was. Right. Now, when you think about it, there's only 435 Congress members, so half of them just aren't trying, I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is getting a lot of hate mail.
About what?
Because I mentioned that Bernie Kopell's birthday was today. He played Doc Bricker on The Love Boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are very angry that I'm neglecting his fine work as Siegfried from Chaos on the Get Smart TV show.
Sure.
Yes, of course.
I do not mean to diminish that achievement at all. Of course, he was brilliant on that show as well.
He was in all of those shows in the 70s, too. I mean, you
Worked
name
his
it.
Ass off. Yeah.
Batgirl. I mean, whatever show you think of, Bernie Kopell somehow was in it.
Yeah, Bewitched. I know.
He worked regular character.
He's 74 years old today. Doug Savant from Desperate Housewives turns 43. Mike Einziger from Incubus is 31. And Prince William, Prince of Wales, is 25 years old today. Currently, rumors he's banging Joss Stone, by the way.
Yeah. His job is to wait around for his grandmother and then his father to die. That's all he's got to do in his life is just wait for the people ahead of him to die.
He does have to ski and party and spend the royal money.
There is that.
And that can take a lot of time.
Sure. Yeah. It must be exhausting. Right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I know we don't have time for this now, Kevin, but are you also pitching a fit about paper plates at home? Is that what's going on, too? You also have a... Really?
Kevin.
That's been a giant battle.
Apparently, you've been throwing away, like, thousands of paper plates that you used once.
Who even uses paper plates anymore?
I know.
I do.
Why?
Because
we don't have time for this.
Put a dish
we don't
in a
have
dishwasher.
Time for
Unless
this.
You're in a park somewhere, you don't need a paper plate. If you're in a home, you don't need a paper
you're
plate.
You're single-handedly destroying the earth.
I eat at a park all the time.
Yeah,
that's the weird thing.
I see you out there with your piñatas.
And your Los Doyers blanket.
Well, apparently, apparently your wife is fighting the good fight every day.
You know
what? It may be time for us to have Melissa on.
I think so. Yeah. I think you're right.
Periodically, we have to check in with her to see what's going on down there in the Ryder
household. No.
If she would like to call right now, I believe we'd make the time if we had to.
We don't have time, though.
I'm just saying, what is it you've got going on at home? But why is it that everything that finally starts to catch fire with thinking people who care about the world, why is it when that catches on is when you decide that you're going to rebel against and go the exact opposite way?
Just cutting down trees randomly, too, taking stuff out, killing wildlife. What is up with you?
I don't know.
I mean, these light bulbs are one of the greatest inventions ever. I mean, they're hugely successful. I mean, they're just a home run on every level. There's nothing bad you can say about them.
Right, but because they don't take up any energy because they don't put out any light.
But paper
Why
plates
buy
in a home? Who eats paper plates in a home? You've got all kinds of plates, I'm sure, in your cupboards.
We
just
don't
eat off
have
of that.
Time for this.
You go around spraying just aerosol cans randomly in the air, trying to destroy the ozone layer. What is your problem?
Maybe.
Do you beat baby seals? Do you still do that? Trying to figure out what year you stopped evolving.
Melissa?
Roxanne!
Hey, Melissa.
We went to Kevin the police Melissa. Last night. I went to see the police concert.
Yeah.
What's going on with your husband at home?
You know, he doesn't care about the earth. He doesn't care if the twins are going to have to live in a trash can.
We're getting that. We're definitely getting that picture.
Okay, here's the deal with the lamb.
Melissa, have you been drinking?
Yeah, are you drunk already?
You sound rough.
Okay, the lamb, first of all...
I haven't heard a voice like this since the Hasselhoff video.
Babe, have you been drinking already?
No, I have... you know, I had police karaoke loud.
No, right. This is a mess.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
All right,
see,
what's the deal?
Wait a minute, let me just say, maybe we have even bigger problems than paper plates.
Yeah, now okay. I know why there's no clean dishes in the cupboards.
Because mommy drinks.
Poor Kevin has to eat his burgers off the floor.
What is the deal with Kevin and the paper plates, and why are you using so many paper plates? You guys aren't homeless, right?
Okay, we have lots of lovely dishes. Let me just tell you
I'm
that.
Sure you do.
Wow, okay. you're so, way drunk.
We have
lots of lovely dishes.
Okay, so Oprah had this debt.
Okay,
diet.
Oprah's debt diet, blah, blah, blah. This is where it all started, by the way. Freaking Oprah with her debt diet. My wife watched it. Oh, Oprah must do whatever Oprah says. And all of a sudden, she's changing the light bulbs to ones that don't work. She's taking it, getting rid of the plates. I don't know what's going on.
Turn off his mic or something. So, here's what happened.
I wish we could.
Babe, honestly, you're talking way too slow.
Look, dude, I've been up since 5.
I know.
Okay.
Here's the deal. We decided that paper plates were a waste of money.
Who does that show? What TV network does that show?
Intervention?
A&E. All right,
we're going to send a crew over.
You asked me to call.
I know, but we didn't know you were loaded.
We didn't know you were drunk at the time.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
All right, maybe we can just ask some yes or no questions, Melissa. Maybe that would be easier for everybody. Is it true that Kevin refuses to use the recycled toilet paper because it's too hard on his ass?
For some reason, Kevin has a delicate ass.
Recycled toilet paper? I didn't even know that existed.
You're using it at your house, apparently.
It's the environmentally friendly stuff.
He eats an entire roll.
No, stop it. How dare you?
Because he has a delicate ass.
Well, he does take good care of his ass. He puts fresh underwear on a couple times a day.
Yeah, I love my ass. What do you want from
me? What are we going to do about these light bulbs? How are we going to win him over on the light bulbs, Melissa?
You know what we do when he leaves? We put the other ones back.
Yeah, and then I come home and I turn on the lights. It's less light than it was at midnight, so then I have to change them back out again.
Well, the thing about the light bulbs is the longer you leave them in, they do get a little bit brighter.
Yeah, by 1%, which is about 2% less than pitch black.
Anyways.
What?
You can barely see.
That's what I'm
thinking.
When
are you going to stop?
I'm going to stop.
What?
Promise?
No.
Yes?
All right. I'll be fine.
What kind of light bulb do you have over the liquor cabinet, Melissa?
You guys, it's because I was singing last night.
Yeah, that's it, singing. Oh, that's what it is. That's what I told the cops the other day, too. I've been singing, officer.
Anna Nicole Smith told us she had a drawl, too, by the way.
Guys, come on. Kevin will not use a regular plate.
All right, here's what's going on with my wife.
Wow.
If I could speak for my wife.
Somebody's got to.
Now, she has intense migraines all the time, so she probably took her migraine medicine, and she's not saying that because she's embarrassed.
Her migraine medicine.
Seriously. That's what it is.
All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go take a nap or whatever you need to do, Melissa. I'm glad you called. We're just trying to figure out what to do about our boy Kevin. That's all.
Thanks, Melissa, for calling. Why is it the worst thing in the world to have a paper plate? Seriously.
Because you're killing trees.
I'm not killing
you're
anything.
Filling up the landfill. Every once in a while, I want to use it every day.
You
and
people.
If everyone does what you do, we're all doomed.
Oh, I'm so tired of the religion.
Paper's
of,
a natural resource.
You
can use it. You can use
God,
it.
People, thank you, Ralph.
You can use it when you have to. When
and
you,
I
when
do.
Nothing, but
when
in
I'm
your
going
home,
to a park,
I'm sure that you have other acceptable plates in your house.
We do, and I use them most of the time.
Do you recycle the paper plate as the other half of it, or do you use it and insist on throwing it into the trash? I think that's what the word was coming back from, you know, from Tarzana, is that you're throwing them away and not and even refusing to recycle it.
I'm not sure which one is the recycle bin.
Okay.
It's
all
part
right.
of my problem.
I think Kevin just burns all his garbage in his backyard.
Don't get me started on the environment. Don't get me started on it.
It's all just bogus.
No, it isn't bogus, but I hate the religious fervor that people have that if you use a paper plate, you know, your kids are going to shut up with that.
Well, apparently,
shut
if we
up
don't
with that.
Have it,
it's
you
a minor concession
change.
To not use paper plates
and
indoors.
And I don't most of the time. So if I want to have one,
Why would you want to have one? What's the upside?
Yeah, I don't
Ooh,
feel
I love
like
those paper plates.
I'm tired. I don't feel like doing dishes.
Yes. You don't do dishes.
I do too. I do them all the time. You don't have any idea.
You have a dishwasher. Have you
heard?
You not?
Have you heard, Melissa? Kevin's doing all the housework. Give me
just a drinky winky, just a freshy washy.
What's happening?
We were at the police last night. Apparently, the party is still going on.
Yeah, I guess police are going to be at your house today.
It's way too busy a show today, by the way. I don't even think we're going to have time to get to the guy who found the dead hooker in his bathtub. I don't even think we can do that today. We got so much stuff
How
going
do you
on.
Not get to that topic?
I know. That's all I've been looking forward
you
to all day long.
You guys spent a few minutes less yelling at me. We could be talking about dead hookers instead.
No, that was
We're
going to
check
though.
In with Channel 4's Doug Kuechel in a few minutes, we think. He's going to be telling you what's going on with Lightning, who's been taking the Ally, which is the new weight loss drug that makes you poop. So we got that coming up. Also, an update on why you're not hearing and are unlikely to ever hear Hey There Vagina, K-Rock's number one most requested song on The Kevin and Bean Show. Again, we'll tell you all about that coming up. First, no time for The Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
323-520-AFRO. You might just be happy with your life and want to share it with someone.
Oh, yeah. I just had homosexual sex, and I loved it. From this day forward, I am a homosexual. You know what? I don't care what anyone says. I take big balls. It's all good, and I think I'm pretty darn cool.
How does he have time to host the Kiss show and the E show and the American Top 40 show and still call the Afro Line? It's unbelievable.
You know, I dedicate this to Bean. Because Bean's so gay. Gay. He's so gay. What's going on?
That's beautiful.
That song was right for the picket, wasn't it?
Yeah.
15 timely. Years ago?
Yeah. I'm watching the Icky Thump show. And my Icky is thumping. Meg is so freaking hot.
I watched some of that White Stripe show, by the way, that was live from the old Tower Records on Sunset Building. Mm-hmm. And they rocked. And I could watch Meg drum all night long, if you know what I'm saying. Even with the sound down, I could watch Meg drum all night long, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure, know exactly what you're saying.
Listen here, Lightning. That's even your real name. I know you stole my song, Hey There Vagina. Yeah, I've been working on that for 2 weeks, buddy. I don't know how you did it, but I'm going to find you, and I'm going to eat your children.
Yeah, that was Lightning. I can't believe he got us in so much trouble either. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sir, don't bother recording that song. No one will let you play it.
There is no way I believe that you're getting truckloads of requests for Delilah. That is the worst song in the world. Please never play it again. I'm officially unrequesting it. In fact, if you could go ahead and replace Delilah with Vagina, that's the better version. Thank you.
Yeah, can't do that, and we'll tell you why in a half hour. Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
The man's got his foot squarely on our necks. Son of a bitch.
Hey, marijuana, I got something to say to you. When I smoke you and I see the cops, it makes me go doo-doo in my pants. I'm paranoid, I don't stand a chance. My name is Len.
Nice rhyme.
Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. I smoke a bowl and pay the toll and tell the man I see a soul, cause I'm so goddamn baked I can't see straight. I'm going to work, I might be late, I should have eight. Hey marijuana, why do you give us the munchies? I eat peanut butter, candy bars, and drink big gulp-sized slushies, yes I do. You know it's true.
That's great.
That's a song.
I must be the only guy in America who doesn't have his own Hey There Delilah parody. I feel so left out.
Well, write one. We'll do it tomorrow morning.
I guess.
832 now on K-Rock. The number is 323-520-AFRO.
Right now it's 840, and I think it's time to get some sort of an update on our producer, Lightning, who, as you know if you've been listening to this program lately, has essentially given up on his health. Kevin, yeah. You said he just decided he's not going to change the way he lives. He's just going to get more life insurance for his widow and grieving children when he dies, right?
He doubled his life insurance, but hasn't changed the way he eats or exercise, lack of exercise or anything else. He's just done. He's just like, waiting for sweet death to take him.
So he knows he's killing himself and has just accepted it.
So yesterday we talked to Dr. Drew about this new diet drug, Ally, and we got some of it because apparently we're just, for a guy who's given up, what's anal leakage as a side effect? So we gave it to him earlier this morning.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats. What are you at? Getting terribly fat. What do you think will come of that?
Oh, so I think that was about, what, an hour and a half ago or something like that?
Yeah,
sometime around 6:30, something like that, a little less. And Dr. Drew was right, by the way. He said this is a variation of a diet drug that has been around for a long time, and it's a fat blocker. It blocks a certain percentage of the fat, but where do you think that fat goes? If it doesn't go in you, it goes out you, right?
And they go so far as to suggest that you wear dark pants.
Yeah,
dark pants. Come on.
Go out you at any time.
If that's a deal breaker for me.
I mean, how desperate are you to lose weight? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So Lightning has been eating the fatty food, and he's been taking the Ally, and I think it's time to check in and see what's going on with him in the last couple of hours, and I guess we've brought the best in for this assignment because it's so important. From Channel 4, Doug Kriegel is on the line. Hey, Doug.
Continuing our 24-hour coverage of the diet drug Ally, Kevin and Bean look deep into Lightning's pants. It's Skid Watch 2007.
Doug Kriegel, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin B. How are you?
Well, better than you, by the sound of that.
What's going on in there, Doug? Where are you reporting from this morning?
I am calling you today from a bathroom much like this one I'm standing in right now.
What are you talking about, much like?
Well, the bathroom that I'm in.
Okay. Right. Okay. And which bathroom?
And it's in a bathroom just like this. The K-Rock Morning Show producer, Lightning, has found his bowels telling him he has an urgent need to go to the bathroom.
Now, Doug, you're the guy that Channel 4 goes to no matter what the emergency. If there's a fire, if there's a flood, if there's a puppy trapped in a tree, you're the guy that goes out on the scene and provides the nonstop 24-hour coverage, right?
Sometimes just when it's raining a little bit, I'll go out. Sometimes if it's windy, they'll send me out.
Right, I understand. Sure. Okay.
Sometimes if a street light has gone out, I'll let you cover it.
You haven't learned to breathe any better, have you, Doug?
I've been trying to breathe more and better. It's hard.
Okay. Tell us what's going on with our man, Lightning.
I'm here inside the bathroom checking on Lightning. Apparently, he did bolt out of the office approximately 17 minutes ago.
Is that right? Made a run for it.
Let's see how he's doing inside the stall. How's it going in there?
So far so good. I'm not feeling great, to be honest with you.
Is there any leakage?
I didn't get to the leakage part. I got straight to the bathroom and ripped the pants down.
Yeah.
So far he has not soiled his own pants, but has destroyed the wallpaper in this room.
Oh. Now, Doug, I don't know how much you know about this Ally, but it's not a joke. They say on the actual paperwork that comes with the drug, bowel movements may become frequent or urgent, and rare occurrences of fecal incontinence have been seen in clinical trials. I mean, does that strike you as maybe too high a price to pay to lose a couple of pounds?
Not at all. Let's face it. Finn is in. Who wants to be fat when you can be all that?
Have you come face-to-face with fecal incontinence?
So far, we've had urgency.
Okay.
We're hoping for frequency.
Okay.
But as of yet, there has been no incontinence.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. No incontinence.
Hey, Doug.
What?
Stand back.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, where's Chuck Henry when you need him?
It's time.
Stupid butt filled with fecal incontinence.
Oh.
Stupid butt.
How is this not obviously obscene? How could they pull the vagina slug and let this on the air?
How's it going? Oh, dear God. We have some sort of spill on aisle 12.
I'm not sure if it's the milkshake or the...
Oh, stop it.
It's the Whopper with cheese that you guys made me...
Looks like the milkshake.
You do not know how much we regret that got on the air.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, Doug, we'll check back in with you. Thank you.
I need another line of work.
Skid Watch 2007.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. Ralph, I know you're busted at the seams. A lot of great stuff going on.
I do. Before I get to any of those great stories, I do have Transformer tickets to give away to our special K-Rock screening, which will be before the movie's release, so you'll get to see it first. Getting a ton of emails here from the ladies who are just cheesed off.
Yeah, right.
Ralph, I'm listening today. I know you guys have been getting emails from hot girls who want Transformer tickets, and I'm going to ask you, too. This is from Jess, one of our female listeners. The difference is not only am I a super hot anime super geek,
right?
I'm also a mail handler for the post office.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ralph, you don't have to dummy up emails like that.
I'm not. That's from Jess.
There aren't going
to
be any women at the screening or at the movie in its entire run in the theater, Ralph.
This is from Maria. Ralph, I've been listening to Kevin Mitchell all week trying to win tickets to the Transformer movie. All I keep hearing is how 99% of the winners are guys. There are female fans out there. We just can't get through the phone lines to win the tickets. Maybe you can have a special trivia question where only female callers are allowed to call in and win. You'd be surprised at how many callers you will get. Just a thought, Maria. Maria, that's an excellent idea. I've taken that idea and I've run with it. I've got a trivia question. The first five ladies who get through at 1-800-520-1067
will
be the winner. And those ladies will be entered into the grand prize drawing tomorrow where I choose a listener who gets to go to see the world premiere of Transformers in Japan.
Hey! A listener that is a dude.
This is a trivia question just for the ladies. Ladies only, please. Here is your trivia question. We were talking earlier today about Soundwave.
Of
course, is one of the Decepticons. He's the Decepticon communications officer. He transforms himself into a boombox. Why do you laugh at that?
Because it's just dumb.
It's not dumb.
What damage can he do as a boombox?
He can detect and jam all radio transmissions. That's pretty important.
Ralph, if you didn't already love the Transformers and somebody came to you with this idea that he transforms into a boombox to fight crime, you would laugh him out of the room.
Shut up.
All right.
Inside his tape compartment in his boombox,
right.
That's where he keeps all the Decepticon spy cassettes. Now, there are six different spy cassettes in the Transformers mythology.
Have you been making this up all week?
You just have to name three of them. Name three of the six Decepticon spy cassettes in Soundwave's boombox.
Okay. And you have to be a chick.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Look, that's why I'm only asking for three. I could ask for all six.
1-800-520-1067. Anytime between
ladies
now and
only.
Noon. Ladies only.
Ladies only.
Now and noon tomorrow.
There is no such thing as the Transformers. You've made the whole thing up.
They're all going to fill up. You're going to be surprised. Hey, you want an interesting piece of trivia?
Yes.
Piece of news?
Sure.
This comes from TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website.
Sure.
Well, it must be true then.
This is entitled Vagina Travesty, Radio Lawyer's Censor Song.
How about that?
Here's the story. The wildly popular Kevin Bean Show.
Popular. Now we know the
God
whole thing's
bless you,
bogus.
Harvey.
Come on.
On Los Angeles radio station, KRQ felt the long arm of the law today. A song written and recorded and produced by producer Psycho Mike, entitled Hey There, Vagina. The spoof on the current hit Hey There, Delilah was the most requested song on the station since its debut on Tuesday. No listeners complained, but yesterday lawyers for the station put the kibosh on the tune, claiming it was indecent. Listen for yourself and vote. So
nice.
TMZ has posted the site where you can hear Hey There, Vagina.
That's awesome.
And they're also taking your vote to see whether it is indecent or not. So,
indecent.
By the way, this is funny, too, because we're not even allowed to beep offensive words and play it.
No.
We can't even do that.
The song just has to go away. Just the whole thing has to go away.
How can you justify that?
I don't know.
So
well, God bless Harvey Levin, by the way.
He's picked up on that, and he's a good man.
1-800-520-1067. Just looking for girls.
Listen.
Any girls.
It's going to take longer to find the winners for this because they have to say three out of six, and Dave's got to make sure that they've got the right answer. So there you go. Jimmy Kimmel, our pal, underwent an emergency appendectomy on Wednesday night, last night, here in Los Angeles. Apparently the surgery was a success. He's resting comfortably, looking forward to getting back to work. But as you can imagine, the rest of this week's tapings of Jimmy Kimmel Live have been canceled until he's back in his boot. But we want to wish him all the best to make sure he's feeling okay.
Statement from his doctor.
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
I don't think that's a symptom.
As a broadcaster and a sports professional, can in no way condone this.
The New York Post is reporting that NBC has landed the much-coveted Paris Hilton first post-jail interview.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait.
What about Baba Wawa? I thought she had the inside track on that.
Apparently, ABC and Barbara Walters are very upset. They expected to nab the first interview due to Barbara's friendship with the Hilton family. However, the New York Post is reporting that the Today Show will have the first sit-down interview with
Paris. It's going to be so illuminating. That's going to be great. She's going to say she had some time to think about things.
It's cold and lonely in there.
And I open mail, and I'm glad to be out, and that's it, people.
Apparently, Paris will only talk to Meredith Vieira on the Today Show because she is angry about some alleged disparaging comments that Matt Lauer made about her on the air.
Game.
So she'll only talk to Meredith. Oh, I forgot to mention, NBC apparently is going to pony up a few dollars to Paris to buy the interview.
Well, they're paying for it.
I thought you didn't do that.
Mm. Well, looks like they're going to.
This isn't news. This is clearly
BS.
$1 million.
Come on.
According to the New York Post this morning, $1 million.
Really? That's the number?
That's the number. $1 million to talk to.
And they're going
to
pay it.
Wow. She's more famous and will make more money and be a hotter commodity after jail than before.
Yep.
1-800-520-1067. If you're a woman, you want to go to Transformers?
Any girl would be fine.
You just got to give us the answer to that question. Hey, here's an update from TMZ.com, Ralph. If you're curious how the voting is going on Obscene or Classic for Hey There Vagina,
right
now a little over 400 votes in the last couple of minutes.
Right.
69% say Classic.
69.
31% say Obscene.
Who are those 31 people?
I don't know.
31% rather.
I don't know, but that's the voting so far.
Real quick email. Ralph, I'd like to know, is the DUI pool still open? I'd like to include Kevin's wife, Melissa. We might get some odds on that. Another email. Hey, Ralph, I'd like to request a moment with Kevin's wife when you get a chance. Thanks, Paul. So in case you didn't hear, Kevin's wife, she had a few cocktails this morning and called us in. So,
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Nope, Rodney.
All the girls.
1-800-520.
I insist you go to some of our female transporter fans or transformer fans.
Either one.
Either one.
Or transponders or whatever they're called.
Lupe?
Hi.
You're a transformer fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
You love them.
Oh, my God.
I see you weighing in at about 3 bills.
Oh, stop it. You're a beautiful young lady, aren't you?
Yes.
3.5, 4 bills.
No, stop it.
Soundwave,
of course, turns himself into a boombox, and then he's got the Decepticon spy cassettes inside his chest there. Can you name 3 of the 6 of them?
Yes.
Name me 3.
Ravage, Laserbeak, and Rumble.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
What is she talking about?
Ravage, Laserbeak, and Rumble. Also, Buzzsaw, Ratbat, and Frenzy were also acceptable.
Did a guy give you that answer, Lupe?
Huh?
Did a guy give you that answer?
No.
She doesn't know any guys.
Stop it. She does. She's beautiful, and she knew it.
Can you email us a photo?
Oh, you stop, Kevin.
I'm saying she wouldn't fit in an email.
I did.
All right.
Oh.
She wouldn't fit into an email?
You'd have to send 2.
The entire internet is not large enough to carry her, is everything?
You'd have to send 2 files. All right. Here are the fake names. Here's the fake names that the other guys who win who had their sister caller using. Francesca from Downey, Elias from Simi Valley, Alice from Long Beach, and Amber from Simi Valley also. All going to the Transformers premiere.
Beautiful all. Women all. Transformer fans all.
Yep.
Good for you, girls.
Yep. I guess they knew what they were doing when they decided to remake this show into a movie, because there seems to be an enormous groundswell of support for this project.
Am I the only one that doesn't know much about it but thinks it looks awesome? I'm so excited about the movie. I don't know any of
it. I think it does have the advantage of being a huge draw for those people who love the subject matter.
Right.
But like Kevin, even if you're not into it, it looks like it's going to be just the special effects masterpiece of all time.
Sure does.
It's freaking awesome.
Can't wait.
Celebrity birthdays today. Bernie Capel. We've mentioned him all morning. He, of course, was Doc on the Love Boat. And for those who remember, also Siegfried from Chaos on Get Smart, one of our favorite TV series. He's 74 years old today. Doug Savant, Desperate Housewives star. Of course, he was also on Beverly Hills 90210. No, he wasn't. He was on Melrose Place.
Yeah.
43 years old today. Mike Einziger from Incubus turns 31. And Prince William, soon to be King of England someday, after his father and his grandmother die. So he's got a wait. He's got a little bit of a wait.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He's 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Hey There, Vagina. Most requested song on the Kevin and Bean Show and on the K-Rock radio station this week. So, congratulations, Psycho Mike. Excellent work.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got to be happy about that.
until the man poked his little head into the studio yesterday and said, not so much with the hither vagina. You can't play it anymore ever. We're pulling it.
Yeah, that was really depressing. And Bean and I tried to argue and fell on deaf ears. And so apparently we could never play that song again.
But it's obviously obscene, Kevin. Don't you understand? They used the word landing strip, which was one of the examples given to us by our boss as to why it's obviously obscene, because the words landing strip are in it.
Here's what happens, people. Lawyers F up everything. Especially here, because everybody's so afraid of the FCC.
Look, there's nothing good for them to ever tell us we can do anything.
Why would they
if it ever backfires, then they're in trouble.
Why would they ever say yes, put themselves on the line? Why would they ever do that? They don't have anything to gain with that.
Absolutely not.
So they say no because they don't want to be the person that okayed it.
Right.
And then the FCC comes down on them. Now, you have to understand something. The FCC is not involved in this at all.
Mm-mm.
This is fear by our company.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even know about it as far as we know, the FCC.
It's fear by everybody all the way up the chain. Nobody wants to stand out and say, this is okay. I'm saying this is okay. So then they kick it upstairs. They're afraid. They kick it upstairs. They're afraid. It gets to the lawyers, and they say, no, are you crazy? You can't play that. And that's it.
But here's what I don't understand, guys. I thought the intent, I mean, the lawyers are trying to stay out of trouble. They don't want to get a big fine from the FCC, or they don't want to have the next radio station they want to buy be denied by the FCC because there's some sort of pending litigation. But here's what I don't get. The FCC's intent is to protect the public that listens to the radio station, right?
Right.
That's what they say they're trying to do, is to make sure that our listeners aren't offended. None of our listeners are offended. We've had thousands and thousands of emails and phone calls from people about Hey There Vagina, and I defy you to find one person who's taken a call or an email from somebody who was offended by it.
Mm-mm.
Now, you might not like it or you might not think it's funny, but there's nobody out there that's told us that a listener of this radio station is offended by it, yet somehow it's obscene and offensive.
But that's not the point. The point is the lawyers are afraid that if somebody was, then they're going to come back and look at who okayed it. They're put their neck on the line. Why would they? So they just say no.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's a cover your ass BS. We're afraid somebody somewhere might sometime be offended, so we can't do it. And if you start, this is the honest truth about this. If you start, if media and entertainment starts doing it this way, everything is going to get watered down to BS. It's going to be nothing.
Right.
Nothing offensive. Take off all the edges. You know, the way it is now, it's kind of like we do the best show we can, and people who like our sensibility, our sense of humor, or at least our music, for God's sakes, will listen to the show. But, you know, they're going to take off all the edges this way with fear, and then there's going to be nothing different between us and Seacrest because we can't do anything he can't do.
Yeah, we're going to be coast, for God's sakes.
But who doesn't love vaginas? That's my point.
Lawyers.
How do you find out? I mean, how can you find anybody who's offended by vaginas? Vaginas are the best. They're God's perfect food. You know what I'm saying? Am I somehow going to get in trouble for saying that?
Yes. That's going to be bad.
I'm just saying. So we got a couple things to tell you. A couple of updates from yesterday. And yes, we received your hundreds of emails from people who said, hey, you guys said it was on the Download Rodeo. You're big fat lying liars who lie. What's up? Well, they made us take it down from the website. It's not enough that we can't play it on the air. They made us take it down from the website. So what producer Lightning did, and would want you to know, he stayed up half the night finding a place to host it, is he put it up and available for download at freetobe-la.com. Now listen closely, because we can't put a link to this on our website because that's a tacit endorsement of the Hey There Vagina. So listen closely. It's freetobe, freetobe-la.com. You can get a copy of it for free. Or if you just want to hear it, not download it, but just hear it, you can go to TMZ.com, and it's on their front page right now, where the voting, by the way, is now at 78% classic, 22% obscene. But this is from people all over the world who are voting it,
right,
voting on the song.
Right.
You know, so this,
you're listening to used to be freekrok. That's what you're listening to.
Now, let me ask you about this, because clearly landing strips and camel toe is out. Clearly the Hey There Vagina that we know and love, that we fell in love with earlier this week, that's gone,
and
right?
This is one thing that we haven't brought up, I don't think, enough. We said we'll beep any words you find offensive, and they said no.
That makes no sense to me.
It's not enough. Do not play any version of that song. And we said, what?
Which is funny, by the way, because we beep all sorts of other songs that are on K-Rock that have swear words in them, for instance. Those songs are okay
not
to play
enough,
as long as you beep out the words. Why can't we just beep out the words that they don't like in this
song?
Not
enough.
So we're not allowed to say that vagina's nice?
That's correct.
Or good.
We are officially, as a radio station, anti-vagina. And I think that's sad.
Well, I don't want to be any part of that.
Me neither.
So what did we do? Did we send Psycho Mike back in to see if there's some compromise, some way we can come up with a song that's acceptable to the K-Rock attorneys in addition to the audience? Is that what we're doing
here? We had like 17 different versions going yesterday to try and figure it all out. And Psycho Mike was the guy that was working with Ashton Kutcher. And
who writes all the very funny songs on K-Rock.
How did that go?
He's Federline, too. It's all right, you know.
You're not as happy with it?
It's hard when someone takes the heart and soul out of your work.
So when you're being censored, you can't be an artist.
Yeah. I feel like Lenny Bruce of the new era.
Yeah.
Now, be very careful here, because remember, as the King of Mexico so wisely points out, you're working at a radio station that it's okay to play "I Want to F You Like an Animal" over and over again. That you can play, but you can't play the song that mentions the landing strips and the camel toe. So I hope there's nothing as offensive as landing strip or camel toe in the new version of the song.
Well,
are you vouching for this song as being okay with our censors?
Yeah. Okay. Hey There, How Are Ya is probably a little better with
the censors. What's the name of it?
Hey There, How Are Ya.
What if the attorneys are offended by greetings? What if they don't like ambiguous greetings?
I'm more a fan of hello, they'll say.
There could be someone out there who doesn't like the informal nature of how are you. So maybe you shouldn't put that in the song.
Well, I apologize. It was the most innocuous version of the song I could think of. And I hope everybody likes it.
He's a beaten man.
Yeah, he really is.
He
I
does.
Think he's given up like lightning.
He's been beaten down by lawyers.
I know.
I don't blame him.
All right, so this is Hey There, How Are Ya? This is the version that is okay for you to hear.
We hope. They can't hate it so far. I mean, so far, there's no words, right?
I'm offended by this guitar.
Hey there, how are ya? I think abstinence is swell, 'cause to break the bond of chastity would send you straight to hell. Yes, it's true.
Nope, use the word hell.
Virginity's the thing to do. You know it's true.
This is nice.
Hey there, how are ya? Drugs and alcohol are bad. I think milk is easily the best beverage I've ever had. Yes, it's true.
Milk, good.
It makes your bones real strong, too. Milk is cool. Whoa, it's what you do to me. Oh, Jesus Christ and books.
What?
Oh, it's what you do to me. Say your prayers, eat your vegetables. I drive my parents' minivan. I think that Creed's my favorite band. Scott Stapp really knows how to rock. Libraries are really cool. Take a nap when you get home from school. Peanut butter jelly with no crust. With no crust. Hey there, how are ya? Can I fist your f***ing ass woman?
Hey,
Sanchez, your face is all over it, so you d***ed it.
Hey.
How about that?
What happened?
That turned ugly.
On your face and f***ing cold.
Who was that?
Did you just bust out? Could you not
What happened
yourself?
At the end? What happened to milk and books?
It was so
and Jesus and minivans.
Here we go again. Another round, another day of phone calls from the goddamn lawyers.
Well, we tried. Sorry about that, people. Sorry you had to hear that.
Time for your phone calls. It's Kevin Means What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And it's a couple of new DVDs for your collection today. You get the new DVD of Reno 911 Miami Unrated. That's in stores now, plus a copy of Epic Movie in stores now. Speaking of winners, did anyone congratulate from Glendale Hans Delfo on Queens of the Stone Age tickets?
I don't think so.
That's a great
Hans
name.
Hans Delfo sounds like a secret agent name, doesn't it?
I don't think so. That sounds good. That's awesome.
He runs the Dharma Initiative over on the island.
I think he does.
The head of the Dharma Initiative. Yes. He's in a
All
bunker
right.
somewhere in Glendale.
Let's go to Sergio at Irwindale. Good morning, Sergio.
Hey, party people. What's happening?
What to do?
Hey, Sergio.
Well, I would like to suggest that What to Do Nephew is pretty new, but I'm thinking it maybe needs to be changed to Hey There, Vagina.
We say that to guys? Guys as well? Just everyone?
Sure, why not?
Everyone. Just everyone. Just
Hey There, Vagina.
Forward.
We say nephew to everyone.
That's true.
That's true. I don't mind, maybe just for today, in honor of the problems that we're having, Hey There, Vagina, the honorary edition of What to Do.
But,
sure, why not?
Yeah, but then we've got to be in meetings all day again.
And they're going to shut down the end of the show.
God, that's going to suck.
Hey, let's go to our friend Hunter in Chatsworth, who's been going to movie screenings for 10 years and calling us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Started
Hunter, welcome.
Started when he was 2.
He's 12
right.
now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hunter, hey there, vagina.
Hey there, baby boo.
We haven't worked out all the kinks yet, but we will. Yeah. What's going on, Hunter?
I went to the premiere of 1408 about a week and a half back.
Ah, excellent.
And the movie is ridiculously good. That and Ocean 13 are the only things that I've seen from major studios this summer that are worth watching.
So glad to hear 1408's good. It looks good. It looks scary.
It's got John Cusack. It's PG-13.
Right.
But it's not like, it didn't feel mitigated by that. It felt like really scary, and there's not much blood, but it manages to be really tense and have lots of really good scares.
Hunter was using words like mitigated when he was 2.
Until it has not been mitigated.
For folks who don't know, it's a kind of a psychological thriller horror movie that's out tomorrow with John Cusack, based on a Stephen King short story. And it's funny you bring up the PG-13 because I read one article where they have pretty specific rules on what's allowed in a movie that makes it not be able to be a PG-13. Like, you're only allowed to have one F-word in the movie, or it can't be PG-13. So John Cusack really wanted that F-word, but they gave it to Sam Jackson, and it's hard to argue with that. You give him the F-word because he's the best at it.
Sure.
What in what world are you arguing over F-words?
In this world that
we
now live in.
Hey there, vagina, either you get a PG-13.
Oh, my God, I hate this world we're living in right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that movie's good, though, because I love Cusack, and I'm always excited to see him. He's a terrific actor.
Josh and Glendale, good morning.
Hey there, vagina.
Hey there, vagina
to you as well.
Hey there. What's
catching
going
on?
Well, I was just calling to hear how disappointed I was with your guys' lawyers and stuff.
Dude, you and us both.
It's such a killjoy, man. Every time you guys come up with something so brilliant, like Psycho Mike's best song ever in the history of the world.
Yeah.
You know, they just have to cut it down. You have to cut down your creativity.
Dude, cut it down, nothing. We can't even beep it and play it. We had to destroy it. We had to physically set it on fire.
Get rid of all the copies.
You had to throw it into the wood chipper. It's horrible, man.
Oh, my God.
But, Josh, you need to think of the children. That's all I'm going to say. Just think of the children,
what
though.
What does that mean?
I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I haven't heard anybody complain. Oh, no, wait, actually, I've heard one person complain, which was a while back ago, when you guys had that guy that had that website about who you thought was going to die or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
Death pool?
Yeah, we had the death pool guy on, and then somebody called to complain.
Some hater vagina called and said, oh, you guys are being insensitive, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You guys are being like Dice Clay. I was like, no, they're not being like Dice Clay.
They're being like Dice Clay.
For the past 10 years. Okay?
Look, you need to realize it's not so much the management here at the station or even the FCC. It's the corporate world that we live in now. It's all about
exactly.
The corporate mentality.
I have a suggestion. I think everybody that loves the show should go to their local porn store, buy a plastic vagina, and mail it to you guys.
Fantastic.
I love it.
We'll put the address up.
I was just happy with vagina photos. I thought that was going to be good. But, plastic vaginas. Let's go to Luke in Glendale and find out what he's complaining about. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 949. Hey there, vagina. You're on the air, Luke.
Not sure that works.
Luke, you're on the air.
Are you there? All right. That was your try. Thanks for calling.
Luke.
Let's go to Cody in Los Angeles. Cody has a question for us. Yes, Cody?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Well, I just think that Psycho Mike has one of the most amazing songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to ask for his grace to, if I could throw it into a set with my band and play it live.
You mind if he covers that song?
What's the name of your band?
Orbital.
I don't know.
What if he changes the name of his band?
If you change it to Fisted Sister, you have my blessing.
if I what?
Change the name of your band to Fisted Sister.
You got it.
Okay.
And
you.
You're in.
It's all yours.
All right. Ass full of Oscar.
Either one.
Can we go to Mike in Fontana because this is the only thing I really care about today?
Okay. Mike in Fontana. Good morning.
Hey, Baba Boo, everybody.
Hey.
Hey there, vagina.
Hey there, Hootie vagina. Who?
What's up?
What is the only thing Bean cares about today?
I was watching the news last night, and apparently you guys know Sanjaya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
His sister is apparently going to start taking all her clothes off.
Oh, dear God.
Really?
Well, now,
can we ask her to stop?
How dare you? She's so hot, Ralph.
Oh, she's a pig.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, every time they would show her in the audience at American Idol, I couldn't get enough of her. I freeze-framed her so much this season. Are you kidding me?
I don't think I've ever seen
her. Once again, your taste is horrible.
She kind of looks like him, but a female version.
Oh, no.
Dude, Bean is blinded by the fact that she has monstrous knockers.
He always
well, give her that doesn't
and
hurt.
Bean can't see past
her helmet is toe up.
She's a Cincinnati Bengal.
Yeah.
No. Way cute. And by the way, it's not just me. I mean, Playboy and those magazines are all trying to get her to pose naked.
Because
she keeps
of her
saying
fame.
No.
Because of the fame factor. It has nothing to do with what she looks like.
It's because of her hot factor is what it is.
You walked down Melrose today and hit 20 women with a dead cat hotter than her.
I'm telling you that
Why
his sister is...
Why would you want to do that, though, Ralph?
Whatever you have handy, you know?
I have not heard confirmed that the stripper thing is happening. I do know she's turned down the offers to pose naked, but she needs to do something. She needs to do it before she gets too old.
All right. Okay. Well, your taste is questionable at best, so I'm going to go with Ralph on this one.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank our many, many. Are we done? We're done,
yeah,
right?
We're done.
Okay, I want to thank our many, many guests on the Kevin Amin Show today. And, of course, I'm referring to Tom Higginson. He is the lead singer of a little band you may have heard of called the Plain White Tees. They do that Hey There, Delilah song. You can get their CD in stores now. You can see them on the Every Second Counts tour at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa at the OC Fair. Go to ocfair.com for details.
All right, tomorrow morning on all new Kevin Amin Show, we got Jenna Jameson. Talking about Erotic LA?
Oh.
That's this weekend, right?
Is that this weekend?
Down
at the Expo Center.
Very exciting. Movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday.
Oh.
Sanjaya's sister hotter than Jenna Jameson now, by the way.
Oh, how dare
you. Not 5 years ago, Jenna Jameson, hottest woman on earth. Now, though,
just kill
Sanjaya's
yourself.
Sister's
What is
hotter.
Wrong with you?
No, I love Jenna, but I'm just saying
yeah, it sounds like it. Jonathan King, director of Black Sheep,
tomorrow.
Oh! That movie looks awesome.
The only thing I care about this weekend, the only thing I care about is Black Sheep.
Tell people the give them a synopsis.
See, the premise is we're starting to F with the genes of these sheep. We're starting to mutate them and clone them.
Right.
And something goes horribly wrong, and they start to turn on us and attack human beings.
They kill us.
And if a genetically altered sheep bites you and you survive the bite, you become a were-sheep. You become half man, half sheep, and you start attacking people. It's a horror movie about mutated sheep.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
And it's funny because sheep are the most passive, docile creatures in the world.
Not anymore. Until now.
Now they're pissed off.
That's right.
Also tomorrow, I don't know if you heard Kevin Smith in our studios a couple days ago, but he was telling us the best movie of the summer by far is Ratatouille.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah.
And we got Brad Bird, the writer, from that tomorrow morning on the Kevin Bean Show. We have the grand prize drawing that Ralph's going to do for a trip to Japan to see the Transformers. We have the writer of an article in Details magazine called Supersize Me, and it's about gigantic fat people having sex and feeding each other more because they're not fat enough.
Yeah.
And that turns them on.
Some dudes like the biggins.
Yeah, what's that about? Where's that coming from?
Don't know. Details on the iPhone tomorrow morning. We have K-Rock Road Trip USA, stop number 3, grand prize, Queens of the Stone Age in Indianapolis. Plus, we'll give you details on stop number 4. And the only thing I care about tomorrow is our Transformers tribute band.
Me too. Megatron.
They rock the planet. Let's do this. Wait a minute. What are we listening to here? Kevin? I don't know, but I love it.
It's awesome.
Something wrong with the speakers there. It's just all distortion just coming out. I couldn't make
you know
that
what?
Out.
That's
what was that?
Crazy. That's awesome. How you need to bury your vocals. No one will ever hear it. You can say anything you want.
I love them.
Like
they're
Kenny
the best
on
band
on.
I love them. I want to tour with them. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Like Kenny on South Park. You can say anything if they don't understand.
I'm just
going
to wear a burka. Yes. Muffle myself.
I like it.
That sounds like entirely too much show to try to fit into just 1 5-hour day tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, there's no chance we'll pull it off.
No.
That's a tough. It is a lot.
We barely got today's show out.
Kat Corbett and her lovely vagina coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Modest Mouse, great new song called Miss the Boat, also Smashing Pumpkins, Rise Against, Incubus, Green Day, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and more right after this on K-Rock.